Preach pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex. It's day number two of the Thanksgiving Holiday Basketball Classic. Hastings College getting set to take on 11th-ranked McPherson here this afternoon. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech, and coach picking up a win last night in the opener over Tabor by the score of 70-68. Had plenty of chances to maybe lose that game down the stretch, but your kids hung in there and got the win.
Well, I think maybe we're just maturing a little bit. I think we're starting to understand time, score, and possession, and I thought we made some key plays down the stretch, and particularly I thought we shot the ball very well from the free throw line. We just put ourselves in a position to win it, and that's about all you can ask, and it was finally nice to come out on the top side of one of those close games.
We were talking earlier before we went on, Hastings had a 9-point lead in the first half of that ball game and never could really put this team away, never got to that little run to go up by 12 or 15 points.
And I think, you know, there's probably a couple different things to that. I just don't know that we've had anybody kind of emerge totally. I think Brady Lallman is kind of emerged as the leader of this team and stuff, which is good because he's only a sophomore. But I think at times he's still so unselfish that too many times we defer, you know, and instead of just one person, you know, taking the extra dribble on a drive and getting themselves to the paint, you know, an easy shot, or instead of taking a good open three, we pass it and try and, you know, just try and play maybe sometimes a little bit too unselfish, and we just don't have anybody that's really accepted that position as the guy that's going to be kind of the killer, so to speak, you know, and we just don't have that mentality quite yet. But, you know, hopefully, again, over the course of time, and you just kind of keep preaching and you keep teaching and trying to emphasize the right things, I think it's going to develop at some point.
Talking about Brady last night, 18 points in the ball game. He was 8-for-8 from the free throw line. I think it was a 5-of-7 from the field. Played a great game for you.
He's just so efficient. You know, he just doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He just doesn't force things. And he's kind of the counter opposite of what we had with Jeremiah Slough. You know, Maya was more of a Brett Favre gunslinger mentality that's really going to try and fit some things into tight windows and play very, very aggressive all the time and typically played with one speed or one mindset, where Brady's just a little bit more like Peyton Manning. He's just not, you know, he's more calculated. They're equal, you know, players in production and things like that, but Brady's just not really going to roll the dice you know, and I suppose out of a lead guard, that's probably what you want, but at some time, you know, we've just got to be able to kind of flip the switch in a crucial situation and kind of take over that thing. You know, I think Brady's trying to, and I think he sees opportunities on film when he should and when he can do those kinds of things. It just hasn't totally clicked yet.
The focus this weekend was getting better. Did we take some steps in the right direction?
I think we did. You know, I think by starting Nate Olson, I think that eased the burden on Brady a little bit, where he's not having to command the offense and have to direct traffic the whole time and guard the team as the best player and do all those things and still try and score, you know, 15, 20 points a game. That's a lot to ask a kid. And not that he can't do that, but I think it's nice just to have Nate out there that's got, you know, that just veteran savvy to him. And I think it just eases the burden on him a little bit. And I thought we just got some pretty good, wasn't necessarily point production, but I thought we got pretty good play out of our bench. I thought Dylan Flynn came in and did some good things. And I thought Charles Ferguson did a lot of really good stuff, especially defensively. I thought he made some really good offensive plays. He just didn't make many shots. So, again, I think we got better. And I think, again, when you can step back and look that we finally won a close game, when, you know, it was kind of nip and tuck the last 2 to 3 minutes of the entire game, we made enough plays to pull it out.
Rebounding, did a great job, out-rebounded your opponents last night, 39-25. You've been stressing that the past couple of ball games, and last night you got the job done?
Yeah, we really did. I thought particularly, you know, our bigs, again, did a pretty good job of their duty of just kind of keeping the ball, you know, keeping their man blocked out. And I thought Nate Olson in particular, you know, he led us in rebounding at the point guard position with 7 rebounds. So our guards did a much better job of cleaning it up. And now if we can just translate those into maybe some fast break points eventually, I think that's kind of, you know, the key that we're looking at on film and we're trying to teach, is just we got to continue to apply pressure on the offensive end. As good of a shooting team as we are and as efficient as we are offensively, we just got to somehow get more possessions from our offensive game.
Was anything disappointing out of last night's win?
You know, what we had talked about a little bit, you know, maybe taking a 7 to 9 point lead and trying to get that to 15 or so. You know, again, that's kind of a mentality. And sometimes I think our team, we get up five and we just think that nobody's ever come back from 5 points with 25 minutes left to play, you know, and it's kind of a bizarre mindset. But too many times when we get up, we just kind of let our foot off the gas and we just kind of cruise through things. And before you know it, two or three possessions later, we're tied or down one, and we're kind of looking around bewildered. And we've just got to find a way to continue to do what got you there, you know, and dance with the one you brought, I guess, is the old term, you know, and just continue to stay aggressive and continue to get the shots that you did early on and continue to defend, you know, like you did early on to get you that little bit of a lead. And somehow if we can try and double up the point deficit for our opponent when we get up a little bit, I think is our biggest key right now.
It's McPherson in here to take on Hastings College this afternoon. We'll come back and talk about the opponents as we continue on the pregame show right after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech. The Broncos in the second day of the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. McPherson coming in here, the 11th-ranked team in the NAIA preseason poll. Coach, is a team that is undefeated on the season. They're now 10-0 after their win yesterday over Doan. And a team that you saw earlier this year lost to them by 5 points down in Kansas, 87-82. So you're familiar with this basketball team today.
Well, we are, you know, and we've taken some time to really study where we – you know, had some pitfalls there. We had the ball down three with about 20 seconds left and had a really clean look at the three to tie it up. We kind of rattled out. We fouled and pushed it to 5 points, and that was the you know, end deficit. It was a five-point ball game. So we were there, you know, and McPherson is a very good team. But I think, you know, going through the second time, if we can just take one or two of our downfalls from that game and really look to emphasize on that, which would be keep the ball on one side of the floor, make their drivers go left and just keep a body on their bigs and make them, you know, rebound in traffic and make post moves in traffic, I think we'll have a much better opportunity tonight than we did the first time.
Looks like a team that plays maybe more our style of play. They average up in the 80s. Their defense is right around 70. That's basically what we wanted, isn't it?
It's what we want. You know, now we haven't been able to do that nearly as many opportunities as we would have liked. But, yeah, you know, it did prove to me the first time that we played these folks that, you know, we can play that style, that tempo, and with that range. And, again, we went down there. I believe we turned it over 18 times in our ball game down there. So that's going to be, you know, that's going to be something that we're going to continue to fight all year long right now. But I think our kids fully understand that we are very capable with playing this team and beating this team. And you know, now it becomes more of a mindset and an understanding of follow-through with the game plan.
Is there defense geared toward forcing the turnovers, or was it us offensively that had problems down there?
Well, I think our offense is geared towards turning it over right now. I don't know if it's really anything. You know, there's not a defense in the world that makes you step out of bounds and, you know, doesn't allow you to catch it. And, you know, I mean, it's more on us. It really is. And that's the frustrating part. You know, there's only so many times you can run a drill in practice before you got to have some kind of a transfer of learning. And right now that's been our biggest hindrance, is we're just not taking from practice experience to game experience.
Yeah, a big gunner for McPherson, Samson Shivers, a 6-foot sophomore, scored 26 against the first time around, had a good ball game yesterday, averaging around 17 points per ball game. What's the story on him?
He can shoot it. I mean, he could really shoot it, and we're just going to change our approach on him a little bit. We're just going to go to a no-catch, just put Tobin Reinwald on him and make him shoot over a long hand if he does get it caught. And we're going to try and make their point guard finish in traffic. He's only a little guy. He's about 5'9", you know, and we know where their points are going to come from. We're just going to see if the point guard can, you know, really make some plays in traffic. And if he can do that, then more power to him. But we just can't get beat the same way twice.
So absolutely shut him down today. Don't let him catch the ball. Is that the story?
That's going to be our approach. And we just can't, you know, we just got to make sure we can't help. We can't give him clean looks. If he's going to get looks, they're going to have to run sets for him. And we're going to have to be, you know, understanding that we're going to have to tag and make sure that we get through the screens on all of his cuts and just make sure that we've always got a hand up in him and he can shoot it from range. So you know, it's one of those, we just can't let him catch it at the 23-foot mark and sit back at the 19-foot mark and not expect him to shoot it because he can shoot it from there.
You got a bunch of other guys on this team that can shoot the ball, too. They're up in double figures, 15, 16 points per ball game. So it's just not a one-man show here tonight.
No, it's not. You know, and they got it. They're a very balanced team. And sometimes, you know, it's kind of what we went into the first time. We were a little bit more concerned with the interior play, and we tried to double down a lot and do some of those kinds of things. And in turn, what happened is they were just kicking it out, and they were getting clean looks from the perimeter. So we're going to definitely just have to defend one-on-one. You know, we're going to have to make a more concerted effort to everybody's going to have to accept the challenge to defend one-on-one, and there's going to be limited help, especially from shooters. So bigs are going to have to just make it tough and block out and get the rebound, and then we have a chance to run.
He seems picking up a win last night over Tabor. The guys probably have a little bit more bounce in their step, and they got a ranked team, an undefeated ranked team in here on their home floor. They're probably excited about the challenge, huh?
Well, I would hope so. You know, we walked into the locker room last night, and it sounded, you know, it was like a morgue in there. The kids didn't know how to react. It wasn't until Maya Slough came in and said, fellas, you can enjoy this a little bit. You know, I mean, it's a step in the right direction. So hopefully, you know, we have a little bit more vigor to us. Our energy's been good. And the thing about this club right now, Mike, is we haven't had many just bad days. You know, we haven't had very many just lackluster effort or enthusiasm or anything like that. So, you know, credit to the kids. They've done a really good job of just keeping an open mind and trying to get better every day. And I think we all understand that we are very, very close from being a darn good basketball team. And we just got to continue to, again, take those small steps.
Seems like all of our games have come down to the end. Some nail-biters. I don't think any game has been over 10 points all season long. So that's how close this basketball team is. And we just got to start taking the small steps, huh?
Yeah, it's true. You know, I mean, even prior to last night's game, our previous two conference games against Midland and Morningside, they were both one-point games with 2 minutes to go. You know, our biggest deficit this year has been 10 points, which, you know, was, you know, literally four or five possessions either way. So we're close. And I think that's the frustrating part is not that you ever want to get beat, but if you get beat by 20, you just kind of throw your hands up and say, we were poor or they were really good. But when you keep getting beat by four or five, 6 points, it takes a toll on you because kids start to kind of doubt and coaches kind of start to doubt and those kinds of things. But we just got to keep that from creeping in our mindset. We've just got to continue to improve and worry about ourselves and do what we can to take our opponent's best shot away and continue to improve on a daily basis and develop that depth off of our bench that we've been trying to do.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and McPherson this afternoon on 1230 KHIS.
You've been listening to the Lance Creech pregame show brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned. Bronco basketball is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS Radio.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 Starphone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get you set for Hastings College basketball again this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Got the second day of the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic. Hastings College taking on 11th-ranked and undefeated McPherson College here this afternoon. I'm Mike Willow, call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings coming in, a record of 4 wins, 5 losses on the season. The Broncos beating Tabor College last night by a score of 70-68. Hastings College had to hang on toward the end. The Broncos had a 9-point lead in the first half of play. Let it slip away, trailed throughout much of the second half, but Hastings made the plays at the end of the ball game last night and then held off Tabor, winning by a score of 70-68. Brady Lohman had a good ball game last night for Hastings, had 18 points in the ball game, hit 5 of 7 field goals in the contest, perfect from the free throw line, 8 of 8, and also dished out a couple of assists. Hastings had a big advantage on the boards last night. Did a great job rebounding, had a 39-25 advantage on the boards last night. They're taking on a team that is ranked 11th in the NAIA Division II National Preseason Poll. McPherson coming in undefeated on the season. They are 10-0. They picked up a win over Doane College yesterday by the score of 68-58. Second meeting of the season between these two teams, as Hastings lost to McPherson earlier this year down in Kansas by the score of 87-82. So it's 4-5 Hastings College taking on 10-0 McPherson College. The Bulldogs in here this afternoon. Teams out of the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference squaring off against Hastings here in this Thanksgiving Holiday Classic. Preceding ball game was won by the Doane College Tigers. They beat the team that Hastings played last night, Tabor, winning by a score of 86-81. So Tabor finishes 0-2 here in the Thanksgiving Classic. Doane finishes 1-1. And we will see the Tigers coming up on Wednesday night as we return back to the Great Plains Athletic Conference season. We will play Doane on Wednesday in Crete with a women's game going at 6 o'clock and the guys going at 8. Nebraska winning this afternoon. They had a home game with South Dakota State, and the Huskers picking up a win over South Dakota State today by a score of 76-64. Nebraska is now 4-1 on the season. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Again, for McPherson College, the Bulldogs out of McPherson, Kansas. They will go with Aaron Frazier, a 6-foot senior out of McPherson, Kansas. Frazier is averaging 16 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. Chris Crawford is a 6'5" senior, also from McPherson, Kansas. Crawford is averaging 12 points and 6 rebounds per game. Kenny Berry Jr. is a 5'9" freshman from Lee's Summit, Missouri. Berry is averaging 9 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. Samson Shivers is a 6-foot sophomore out of Houston, Texas. Shivers is averaging right now at about 17.4 points per ball game and 3.2 rebounds per game. He scored 26 the last time these two teams played down in McPherson. And the other starter for the Bulldogs will be Jordan Crawford, a 6'5" senior from McPherson, Kansas. Crawford is averaging 9 points and 9.6 rebounds per ball game. McPherson, a team that is averaging 82.82 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 66.8 on defense. They hit 43% of their field goal tries, 32% from three-point territory, and 70% from the free throw line. For Hastings College, they will go with Nate Olson this afternoon. Olson gets a start, a 6-foot senior out of Norfolk. Olson is averaging 1 point and 1 rebound per game. Brady Lohman, who had the big one last night, 6'2", a sophomore out of Norfolk. Lohman is averaging 12 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. Tobin Reinwald is a 6'5" sophomore out of Lincoln. Reinwald is averaging 17 points and 6 rebounds per game. Jake Marvin is 6'8" junior out of Lincoln, averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds per game. Then Zach Lena gets his second start as a Bronco, a 6'4" freshman out of Omaha. Lena averaging 3 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Hastings College, a team that averages 71.1 points per ball game on offense, giving up 72.4 on the defensive end. Your starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with 3 locations at Hastings 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and Hastings and 322 North St. Joe. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left. McPherson, the Bulldogs control the opening tip as they hustle into the forecourt. They got it deep in a corner on the left side. Now they pound it down low. Here's a shot taken there. It's going to be a no good by Crawford, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. The Broncos run it down the right sideline. Tobin Reinwald cuts it for the hole. Nice bounce pass down low to Lena, and he lays it in. Zach Lena scores there for Hastings on the assist, and the Broncos go out on top of a score of 2-0 here in the ball game. McPherson with the ball back the other way, driving down the lane and running one-hander. Is up there. It's going to be no good, and a foul is going to be called. That's a Sampson Shivers driving down the lane there, and a personal foul is going to be called on Tobin Reinwald of Hastings. That's the first foul on Tobin and the first team foul on the Broncos here in the first half of play. Just underway, the Broncos have the lead 2-0 over the Bulldogs. Going to the free throw line, Sampson Shivers for McPherson, and his shot is up there. It's good. Shivers is a 75% foul shooter in the season. That's what he hit last night, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Shivers averaging 17 points per ball game. He scored 26 against the Broncos the first time around. Next one is up to it is good, and McPherson College has pulled even with Hastings. It's 2-2, and now McPherson going to apply some pressure here in backcourt. Hastings will have to handle this all afternoon long. They get it into the offensive scoring zone. Brady Woolman goes to Marvin, down to Olsen, back out between the rings to Brady Woolman, right side to Tobin Reinwald. Bounce pass goes inside to Lena. Shot is up there, left-handed, no good. Rebound followed by Lena, no good. Follow shot by Lena is good, and he's fouled. Great job there by Zach Lena for Hastings. 2 and 3 shots of the bucket on the offensive glass for the Broncos. Zach Lena finally gets one to go down, and he is fouled on the play. And Zach will go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. He was fouled there by Kenny Berry Jr. of McPherson. That's going to be his first foul and the first foul in the Bulldogs. Lena goes to the line, and his shot is up there and in. He's got all 5 points for the Broncos here. A minute into the ball game, Hastings is out on top of undefeated and 11th-ranked McPherson. The score is 5-2. Here's a shot up there and in. Kenny Berry Jr. Scoring there as he drives it down the right side of the lane. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 5-4 now. Nate Olson has got a nice pass down low as Tobin Reinwald goes up for the stuff. Tobin Reinwald goes up for the stuff. He drives that one from the right baseline toward the goal, and Hastings has got a 7-4 lead. Broncos playing with a little mission, a little chip on their shoulder here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Hastings out on top here, 7-4, as they will play a tough man-to-man defense. Here's Shivers driving for the hole. His shot is up there. That one drops down through the hole. It wanted to bounce out of there, and it finally gets the backspin down the hole. Shivers now with 4 points in the ball game. 7-6 is the score. These teams put a lot of points on the board the first time they played down in Kansas, with Hastings losing by the score of 87-82. We're at 7-6. We're 2 minutes into the ball game here from the Osborne Sports Complex. Nate Olson with the ball for Hastings out here at the top of the key. Olson starts off right now, left, drives it down the lane, and then throws the ball into the bench of McPherson, and a turnover on Hastings. Got to cut down on turnovers today. Hastings had 20-plus the first time around. Broncos are averaging 17 turnovers per ball game so far this season. 7-6, McPherson now has a chance to pull ahead here. They've got the ball. This is Shivers, works it down into baseline to a Chris Crawford. He drives for the hole. His shot is up there and in, and he's fouled in the play. Chris Crawford gets the shot to go down there for McPherson. He's fouled in the play. The bucket's going to count. The foul is going to go on Marvin of Hastings. The first foul on Marvin. Chris Crawford gets the field goal to go down. And now McPherson has got an 8-7 lead here over Hastings. Crawford goes to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a 3-point play. His shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. No good. He missed 2 free throws last night and misses his first opportunity here. 8-7 to score. It is McPherson out on top. He sings with the ball. Here's Marvin in the lane. His shot is up there. It's good, and he is fouled in the play. Where is it? They're going to wipe this one off. It's going to be an offensive foul on Jake Marvin. He spun in the lane. Knocked down a Bulldog in the lane there. And gets charged with an offensive foul. That's going to be his second foul. So Marvin checks out quickly for Hastings. Coming into the ball game now for the Broncos is going to be Dylan Flynn. Dylan Flynn in there now, a 6'7" sophomore out of Lincoln. Flynn is averaging 11 points at about 4.5 rebounds per ball game. McPherson has got a 1-point lead. 8-7 is the score. Here's Crawford. Bounce pass inside is going to be tipped away, and it's picked up by Hastings College. That's Woolman with the ball. He runs it back the other way, and it's going to be taken away from him and knocked loose again, and is picked up by Tobin Reinwald as the team's trade turnovers. Tobin has got the ball deep in the corner on the right side. Hastings with it now on their offensive end. Brady Woolman comes over here to Zach Lena, drives that baseline, fakes, goes up for the shot. It's good. Zach Lena is a man on a mission here early in the ball game. He's got 7 points. He's got 7 of the 9 for the Broncos, and Hastings is out on top on a score of 9-8. Back the other way, a shot is up and in. That's Kenny Berry Jr. scoring there for McPherson. He's got 4 points, and the Bulldogs go back out on top. Seesaw battle here early. 10-9 is the score. 16:48 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Nate Olson to Lena over the Tobin Reinwald. Free throw line extended right side. to Lena. Now to Nate Olson across the top. Down in the corner again. That's Brady Lowman with the ball. He drives the baseline. It's cut off. Down to Dylan Flynn to Olson. Hops down the lane. Bounce pass goes right side to Lena. The ball tipped away. And it is picked up here by McPherson. With the ball is going to be Jordan Crawford. That's the third turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Kenny Berry Jr. back now. Berry gets the ball to Aaron Frazier. He's picked up there by Olson of Hastings. Aaron Frazier will set things up. He drives it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out here deep in a corner. Kenny Berry's three-pointers put up there no good. Tap try no good. Lena had the rebound. Lost it. It's picked up by Frazier. Driving layup good. Aaron Frazier scores. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. 16 minutes and 2 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. McPherson 12, Hastings College 9.
Trish and I at Gary Michaels Clothiers want to thank all our customers for their patronage and support. We are truly blessed and thankful for you, our loyal customers and friends. We want to express this by offering $100 off of any suit, $75 off of any sport coat, and $50 off of any wool coat or leather jacket. We also have tie and pocket score sets for $25. We wish you a wonderful Thanksgiving and look forward to serving you for your holiday apparel and gift needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers, located downtown Hastings, open late Thursday, Saturday till 4, and now open Sunday 1 to 4.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So a seesaw battle so far in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. We're about 4 minutes in. 12-9 is the score. The 11th-ranked McPherson has got the lead over Hastings College. Zach Lena off to a great start for Hastings. He got 7 points in the ball game. Tobin Reinwald has got the other two. Kenny Berry Jr. leading the way so far for McPherson. He's got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Hastings has turned the ball over three times already. Two for McPherson as the inbounds pass is going to be knocked back out of bounds here by Aaron Frazier. So it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball here from the near sideline. Tobin Reinwald gets it into the hands of Olson, and he'll bring things up. Casey Miller now to the ball game for McPherson. In fact, the Bulldogs have a couple of new faces in the lineup here as they make the change. 4 minutes into the contest, here's Flynn going for the basket. His left-handed shot is up there. No good. He's fouled into play. Flynn is fouled into play here. The personal is going to go on Aaron Frazier. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on McPherson here in this first half of play. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Dylan Flynn. Flynn is 72% foul shooter in the season. He hit 5 out of 6 last night as he scored 9 points in the ball game against Tabor. His shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and falls down through the hole. Hastings did a great job from the free throw line last night. They hit 27 out of 30 from the free throw line. Probably won them a ball game last night as they knocked off Tabor by a couple of points at 70-68. Dylan Flynn will have one more. His shot is up there. The shot is good, so he nails a couple of free throws. And Hastings back to within 1 point. 12-11 is the score. McPherson has got the ball as they hustle into the forecourt. That's Adam Bruner is in there now for McPherson. Dumps it off to Frazier. Now down low. A ball is picked up there by Adam Bruner. The shot is up and in. Adam Bruner scoring there for McPherson. It's now a 14-11 ball game. The Bulldogs have a 3-point lead over Hastings. Charles Ferguson with the ball for Hastings College as he's into the ball game. Comes over here to Brady Woolman. Woolman now to a Dane Bacon. Right side, that's Brent Wells. Dribble penetration. He kicks it back out here. Right side of the lane to Ferguson. He backs it out on the deep wing. Comes out near the 10-second line. Now to Brady Woolman. Over here on the near sideline to a Dane Bacon. Bacon circles around. Free throw line jumper is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Wells had the rebound. He lost it. It's picked up here by Woolman down in the corner. Now to Wells again on the wing. Wells bounce past the Woolman. He drives the baseline. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be blocked down by Joey Powers. Ball is recovered by McPherson, and then he loses out the ball out of bounds. That's Adam Bruner leaving the ball or losing the ball out of bounds there for McPherson after they got the block down there and the loose ball. So McPherson gives it right back to Hastings, and the Broncos will play things in off of the far sideline. 14-11 is the score. McPherson has got a 3-point lead over Hastings. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive scoring zone. Woolman has got it now. Woolman top of the key to Flynn. Down to Bacon. A shot from the elbow is going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Aaron Frazier. Frazier runs it back the other way. His bounce pass in the lane is going to be deflected out of bounds. The Dogs wanted to run there, and it's deflected out of bounds. They'll play it in from underneath their own basket. Dante Woods into the ball game now for McPherson. Going out is going to be Aaron Frazier. 14 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings College is trailing. McPherson by the score of 14-11. McPherson will play things in. They try to knock it off with the back of a Bronco. Hastings takes it away there, so a turnover on McPherson. Brady Lohman has got the ball. Now to Flynn at the free throw line. Flynn down the lane. He goes on a traveling violation. Traveling violation can be called there on Dylan Flynn, trying to maneuver his way to the basket there for Hastings. That's the fourth turnover on Hastings College in the ball game. Four on McPherson. The Bulldogs come back the other way. 14-11 is the score. Hastings down by 3 points early in the ball game. Dante Woods with the ball. Dante gets it out here to Reinhardt. Down to Dante Woods again on the right side. Pass comes out between the circles to Joey Powers. Hands it away to Dante Woods. He brings it on the dribble out here at the top of the key. Moves it down to the left side. That's Casey Miller now. Miller gets it to Bruner as he goes inside. His shot is up there. It's good. Adam Bruner scores. That's his second field goal. He's got 4 points in the ball game, and McPherson is out to a 16-11 lead. A three-pointer put up there and in. Brady Lohman knocks down the tray from the top of the key. He's got 3 points in the ball game. And bam, just like that, Hastings back to within two, 17-14. Bruner down the lane. His shot off of the window is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball is called. And the arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it. 13:43 to play. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS from the Osborne Sports Complex. 11th-ranked McPherson in here this afternoon on day number two of the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic hosted by the Broncos. 16-14 is the score here. The Bulldogs have a two-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Charles Ferguson will get things away to a Brent Wells right at the free throw line. Dribbles over in the wing on the right side. Sends it down in the corner to Lohman. His shot from 10 is up there and in. Brady Lohman has now got 5 points in the ball game. He has scored the last two buckets there for Hastings. 16-16 is the score now. We're tied. Here's a long-range jumper put up and in, a three-pointer. Casey Miller throws up a three from the right side. 19-16. Bulldogs leading by three. Hastings with the ball. Here's a long-range jumper put up there by Ferguson. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bruner. He is checked here in backcourt, and the foul is going to be called. Bruner is in backcourt here by Charles Ferguson of Hastings. That's going to be the first foul on Ferguson. Team foul number four on the Broncos here in this first half of play. 19-16. McPherson has got the lead over Hastings. Nate Olson coming back into the ball game now for the Broncos, replacing Ferguson. Tobin Reinwald also coming in, replacing Marvin. 19-16. McPherson with a three-point lead. This is Samson Shivers, who's back into the ball game now for McPherson behind his screen. Moves it to the right side. Now dumps it off in the lane to a Reinhardt. Now left side to a Berry. Berry moves it inside the free throw circle. Cut off there by Lohman. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Nice move at the basket. His shot good. Kenny Berry Jr. drives it into the hole. He's got 6 points. McPherson out to a five-point lead now. 21-16. Here's Dane Bacon. Shot off with a short baseline. It's going to be no good. We got a foul and a rebound. That's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Zach Lena as a Dante Woods hit the deck hard there for McPherson. Dante Woods hitting the deck there. The first foul on Zach Lena. Team foul number five with the Broncos. Dante hops back up. 21-16. McPherson's now got a five-point lead here over Hastings. Their biggest lead of this first half. Dante Woods with the ball behind his screen. He gives it out in 3 points here at 20 to Powers. Kenny Berry Jr. gets it back right side of the lane. Berry, dribble penetration. Throws it down in the corner to a Joey Powers. Dribbling with the ball, circles around, takes it down on the right baseline. A short jumper is up there. It's going to be no good by Reinhardt. And the rebound comes down to Lohman of Hastings. Gives it ahead down to Nate Olson. Lohman gets it back from the top of the key. His three-pointer put up there. Dances off of the left side of the rim. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Berry. Berry runs her back the other way. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Reinhardt. Reinhardt now on the right baseline to a Dante Woods. To a Shivers out here. Picked up by Lohman. Shivers dribbling with the ball, sends it out between the circles. Not a Berry. Dribble penetration. Back here to Shivers. A shot for three is good. Samson Shivers throws up the three-pointer. He's got 5 points in the ball game. It's now a 24-16 ball game. There's a short jumper from the left baseline by Dane Bacon is up and in. Hastings races back the other way, and the Broncos are back within 6 points. 24-16. Actually, 24-18 is the score now. Driving down the lane again is going to be Berry. A shot high off of the window is no good, and he's hacked on the arm. And Berry will go to the free throw line here for McPherson. The foul is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on Nate Olson. That's going to be his first. Team foul number six on the Broncos. 11-14 to play in the first half. 24-18. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Kenny Berry Jr. to the free throw line here, and his shot is up and in. He was 4 out of 5 from the stripe yesterday in their 68-58 win over Doan. Berry on the season hitting 76% of his foul shots. He hits 38% from the field and about 46% from the three-point territory. Scored 15 points the last time these two teams played in Kansas earlier this year. He hits his second free throw. He's already got 8 points here in this one. 26-18. McPherson now with the lead over Hastings College at the 11-14 mark of his first half as Brady Woolman will bring the ball up against the McPherson pressure. He gets it across the timeline here to Dane Bacon. Bacon goes down in the corner. Reinwald, 4-3. Bingo! Tobin Reinwald from deep in the left corner hits a 3-ball for Hastings. It's 26-21. The Broncos down by 5 points. Aaron Frazier with a ball now for McPherson. Dribbles to the wing on the left side, dribbling inside. Now we got a foul called as McPherson was driving the ball into the hole there. And a foul is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on Dane Bacon. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 7 on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line for McPherson is going to be Aaron Frazier. He's got 2 points so far on the field goal. He was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line last night. And his shot is up there. It's good. McPherson is a team third in the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference in free throw percentage at 70%. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So he hit a couple of free throws. McPherson also a high-scoring team out of the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference. They're ranked third right now in scoring average at 82.2. They are number one defensively, giving up only 66.8 points per ball game. 28-21 is our score here. McPherson with a 7-point lead. Woolman goes for the basket and scores. Brady Woolman scoring there for Hastings. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Zach Lena has got 7. That is 28-23. Here's a long pass inside. Hewitt with a ball, puts it up there left-handed. His shot no good. Tap try no good. We got a foul called. So Mason Hewitt just checked in there. He took the shot there. Now we got a personal foul called on Hastings College. It's going to go on Brady Woolman. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line for McPherson is going to be Adam Bruner. Bruner's got a couple of field goals and 4 points so far in the ball game. A 59% foul shooter in the season. He did not get to the line last night. Their win over Doan. Shot from the line this time is up and in. Adam Bruner scores. He averages 5.2 in the season. He's got 5 points already here in this one. McPherson is out to a 6-point lead. It's 29-23. As Adam Bruner will have one more. Next shot is up there. It's good. So he hits a pair of free throws. Now 30-23 in favor of McPherson as the Bulldogs continue to apply the pressure back here. Tobin Reinwald will bring things up for Hastings College. Reinwald, left-handed dribble, approaches the midcourt stripe. Now he gets it into the offensive zone. Hastings will set things up. Tobin Reinwald goes here to Jordan Hawkinson, who's into the ball game. Now to Woolman on the near sideline. Woolman circles around to the free throw line, dumps it off inside to Reinwald. He gets it back to Woolman at the free throw line, kicks it back out of three-pointer, put it by Bacon, is up and in. Dane Bacon nails a three-pointer. He's got 5 points in the ball game. 30-26 is the score. 30-26, Hastings down by 4 points with 9:50. Remaining here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex, the 11th-ranked team in the country in here this afternoon, the Bulldogs of McPherson. Here's a Bruner with the ball, now to Aaron Frazier, to Hewitt, inside the free throw circle, his shot is up and in. Mason Hewitt scores there as he steps away from the basket and hits a shot, and now here's an interception off the inbound. Adam Bruner has got it back outside, a three-pointer up and in. Samson Shivers scores as Hastings turns the ball over, inbounding the ball. Shivers knocks down a tray there for McPherson. He's got 10 points in the ball game, and just like that, the Bulldogs are out to a 9-point lead. We've got a timeout. Hastings with 9 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Here in the first half, it's McPherson 35, Hastings 26.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings College women's basketball team playing tonight. They're on the road. Down, they're playing at 17th ranked Sterling tonight. That'll be a 6 o'clock start. Other games involving men's teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briarcliff is playing at Waldorf today. 16th ranked Dort is playing in a classic against Black Hills State. And Webster University is in Lincoln tonight, taking on Nebraska Wesleyan. 35-26. The Broncos making a mistake on the inbound as it was intercepted by McPherson. And then Sampson Shivers throws down a three-pointer. And just like that, the Bulldogs onto a 9-point lead, their biggest lead of this first half with 35-26. Broncos trying to come back right here as they get the ball back in their offensive zone. Tobin Reinwald deep in the right corner. They come back out here in the 3-point territory. Lohman has got it. Lohman comes across the top to Reinwald. Takes it inside the free throw circle. The ball tipped away. Reinwald gets it back. Now to Lohman. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Tobin for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be out for the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hawkinson. Jordan Hawkinson keeps the ball alive here for Hastings. Out to Reinwald. Deep in the corner. Bacon for three. Shot good. Dane Bacon knocks down his second three-pointer of the first half. He's got 8 points. Hastings now trailing by six. Here's a Shivers for three. His shot is going to be no good. That was a long three. And the rebound comes down to Bacon of Hastings. Dane gets the ball to Zach Lena. Drives the layup. Shot good. Zach Lena scores. He's now got 8 points in the basketball game. Check that. 9 points for Lena. Nice pass by the Broncos. And Hastings all of a sudden back to within 4 points at 35-31. Hastings scoring the last 5 points here in the ball game. Aaron Frazier here on the right sideline behind the screen from Hewitt. Now they dump it off inside to Hewitt. He mishandles the ball. Hewitt here at the elbow, right side of the lane, gives it back to Frazier. Drives it to the basket. His reverse layup is up and in. Nice shot there by Aaron Frazier. He's got 6 points in the ball game, 37-31. Hastings down by six. Bacon drives for the hole, and he is hammered on the play. And Bacon will go to the free throw line for Hastings. He runs into a Hewitt down there. And the foul is going to go on Hewitt. That's going to be his first. So Dane Bacon goes to the free throw line now for Hastings at the 7:55 mark of this first half. The Bulldogs have a 6-point lead over Hastings. It's 37-31. Bacon shot is up there. It's going to be good. Bacon was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line last night in the Broncos' 70-68 win over Tabor. He gets his first free throw to go down here this afternoon. Dane, the former Kearney High Bearcat, now with 9 points in the basketball game for Hastings. 37-32, 11th-ranked McPherson with a lead over Hastings. Next shot is up there. It's good. 37-33. Now the Broncos going to apply some pressure here in backcourt. That's a Jordan Crawford who's back into the ball game. Now to Kenny Berry Jr. The Crawford again here on the right sideline. Brings it into the offensive zone. Deep in the corner to a Miller. Miller brings it out in the 3-point territory to Berry. Drives the ball. Now gets it up. Again, driving the ball toward the basket. Here's a Justin Crawford right at the free throw line. He's called for the steps. Good defense there by Lohman. As Crawford is called for the extra steps, being pressured by Brady Lohman of Hastings. That's the fifth turnover on McPherson here in the ballgame. And Hastings will play things in. 7 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the first half. It's 37-33. McPherson with a 4-point lead. And now Brady having a tough time inbounding the ball. And instead of making the mistake like we did earlier in this half, Brady calls the timeout and saves the possession. So 7 minutes and 31 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. The score, McPherson 37, Hastings 33.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you from the Osborne Sports Complex this afternoon with the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic. 2-day event here hosted by Hastings College. The Broncos winning last night over Tabor, 70-68. Trailing here, 37-33 to McPherson College out of Kansas. We're in the first half with 7:19 to play as the Broncos work with the ball in their offensive scoring zone. On the left side is Tobin Reinwald, left side of the lane. They get it into a Dylan Flynn. His shot up there left-handed, no good. Temp try is no good. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be McPherson ball. Last touchdown there by Tobin Reinwald of Hastings.
So it'll be McPherson playing it in here in backcourt. Hastings will apply some pressure back here. Kenny Berry Jr. with the ball. Kenny gets it to a Jordan Crawford. Now to Berry. Now to Crawford again into the offensive zone. Crawford gets it to a Berry. Berry left sideline now to Dante Woods, who's back into the ball game to Berry. Now to Crawford at the top of the key. Drives it against Ryan Wald. Still out here in three-point territory. On the left side, dribbling with the basketball there is going to be Dante Woods back down in the corner. Here's a three-pointer taken by Crawford. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Flynn. Flynn now to Woolman. Gets it ahead to Ryan Wald for Hastings. Loses control of the ball. It's picked up on the baseline. Now it goes out of bounds. Last touchdown there by McPherson. So Hastings will play things in. Alex Thayer is into the ball game now for Hastings College. Alex Thayer, a 5'9" freshman out of Superior, Nebraska. Coming out for Hastings will be Tobin Reinwald. Coming back in will be Brent Wells, the former tight end at the University of Nebraska. Here's a Woolman. He will play things in. That's a Bacon on the right sideline. Dane now to Alex Thayer. Dribbles once, comes over in the left side to a Brady Woolman. Back out to Thayer between the rings. Right side to a Dane Bacon. Entry pass. They work it inside to Flynn. His shot is up and in, and he's fouling the play. Dylan Flynn, nice move inside. Gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouling the play. That's Flynn's first field goal in the ball game, and now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Flynn, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. As he will get the free throw here, the foul is going to go on to Crawford. That's going to be his first. Chris Crawford and McPherson, and the shot from the free throw line is up and in. So a three-point play there by Flynn, and Hastings College is backed within 1 point, 37-36. McPherson had a 9-point lead at 35-26. The Broncos have done a good job getting back into this thing. There's a shot by Crawford from right in front of the basket. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wells. He gets it away to Woolman. Now the ball poked away. And now we got a foul called in backcourt. Jordan Crawford was all over Brady Woolman for Hastings. And Jordan Crawford picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Bulldogs here in the second half of play. Hastings will play things in backcourt. Bacon gets the ball to Brent Wells. Over to Thayer. They're out in three-point territory. Grilling with the ball comes over to Brady Woolman. Woolman will set things up. 6 minutes to play here in the first half. 37-36. McPherson with a one-point lead. Brent Wells to Thayer. Bounce pass inside. Foul called. Again, Thayer angles the pass in to Flynn, and he was fouled from behind. A personal foul here is going to be called on Crawford again. Chris Crawford picks up his second personal foul. And now going to the free throw line for Hastings. Well, let's see. There are no free throws here. That's only the 16th foul on McPherson. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brady Woolman will trigger things in. Frazier will guard him for McPherson. Bounce pass comes down there on the baseline to Dane Bacon. Now Alex Thayer across the top to Wells. Left side to Brady Woolman. He holds the ball, looking for the cutter. Woolman drives it down to the baseline, puts it up there from 10 feet away. That's going to be no good. Crawford with the rebound. Crawford has got it now for McPherson. Gets it away to Frazier. Hustles into the forecourt, angles around underneath the basket. His shot is up there, no good. Contact made, foul called. Foul is going to be called here on Hastings. This is going to go on Wells. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 9 on the Broncos, and now going to the free throw line for McPherson is going to be Aaron Frazier. 6 points in the ball game thus far, 2 of 2 from the line. Shot is up there, no good. He'll get one more as he was mauled in the act of shooting. He'll have one more shot. Frazier scored 16 points the last time these two teams played down in Kansas. Had 13 yesterday in their win over Doan. He hits his second free throw here. He's now got 7 points in the ball game against the Broncos. Coming back into the ball game, Samson Shivers. For McPherson, Broncos are down by 2 points. Hastings with a chance to pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Dane Bacon runs her back the other way. Nice pass down low to Flynn. He goes up. His shot no good. Blocked, and now he goes up again. His shot blocked, and the foul is going to be called. So Dylan Flynn, a couple of shots at the bucket there. They got a couple of blocks, but a personal foul is going to be called on Joey Powers on that second attempt. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 7 on McPherson here in the first half of play. Dylan Flynn in the free throw line. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. 3 out of 3 from the charity stripe here in this one. The shot is up there, and the shot good. Hastings is a team hitting 69% from the free throw line and is 7th this week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are number 2 in field goal percentage and number 1 in three-point shooting. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Flynn. And the rebound comes down to McPherson. So it's 38-37. Hastings down by one. Here's Jordan Crawford right at the free throw line. Sends it down low. And a shot is up there by Reinhardt. It's going to be knocked out of his hands by Flynn. And the ball is picked up here by Thayer. Thayer runs her back the other way for Hastings to Flynn. Not a woman. Deep in the right corner. Bacon for three. Shot around the rim. Falls off. No good. And the rebound to Frazier. That baby around the rim twice and falls out of there. And now a foul is going to be called in backcourt on Bacon. Dane Bacon can be hit with a personal foul here in the backcourt. That's going to be his second. Going to the free throw line is going to be Aaron Frazier. 38-37 is the score. McPherson with a one-point lead over Hastings. Frazier is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line here in this ball game. Shot is up there. The shot is good. He will get one more. Into the ball game now is going to be Tobin Reinwald. Coming out will be Bacon. 39-37. Hastings down by 2 points here. As Aaron Frazier will toe the mark for his second shot. It's up there and in. So the senior from McPherson, Kansas. Cans a couple of free throws. 40-37 is the score. Hastings down by 3 points. Broncos on the ball. Here's Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald gives it to Flynn out here at the top of the key. Now to Brady Woolman. Woolman dribbling with it here against the man-to-man defense for McPherson. Flynn now to Thayer. There's the pass over to Tobin Reinwald. He hops to the elbow at the right side of the lane, and he's calling for the traveling violation. Made a spinning move there and kind of lost control of the basketball. He's whistling for the traveling violation. So that's 6 turnovers now in Hastings College here in this first half of play. Broncos are down by 3. It's 40-37. 4 minutes and 37 seconds to play until halftime. Jordan Crawford comes over here to Frazier. Out here in three-point territory, picked up by Woolman. Out to a Kenny Berry Jr. Pulls up, shoots a 17-footer. Bingo. Kenny Berry Jr. nails a long-range jumper there for McPherson. He's got 10 points in the ball game, and just like that, the Bulldogs go back out on top by 5 points, 42-37. Brent Wells, free throw line extended left side, comes out to Alex Thayer. Down to Woolman on the right sideline. Bounce pass goes to Flynn. Flynn dribbling, puts it up there, left-handed shot, no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound, Frazier. Aaron Frazier runs her back the other way. Now for the Bulldogs. Right-handed dribble and now sends it inside. That's going to be Reinhardt with the ball, and he throws it into the Bronco bench out of bounds. He was trapped. He was surrounded down there just the right of the basket on the baseline, and he throws the ball into the Bronco bench. Turnover number 6 on McPherson in this first half of play. Hastings will play things in. 3 minutes and 53 seconds to play. Until halftime is 42-37. Hastings down by 5 points. Tobin Reinwald will play things in to Alex Thayer. Thayer races the ball back into the offensive zone. Works the left side of the floor. Thayer gives the ball away now to Flynn. Dylan Flynn back out to Thayer. Thayer between the circles to Brady Lohman. Brings it back now to Thayer. Alex dribbling with the ball. Gets it to Flynn. Lobs it down low. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Frazier. He runs it back 2-on-3 all the way to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Aaron Frazier has made some nice moves in the hole, and that was one of them right there. He's got 11 points. 44-37. McPherson now with his 7-point lead. Here's Tobin Reinwald in the lane. Gives it to Flynn at the free throw line. Puts a man in the air. Tries to come back over here to Reinwald. Loses control. Tobin picks it back up. Now to Brady Woolman. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 3:09 to play in the first half. Broncos down by 7 points at 44-37. There to Tobin Reinwald. 4-3. Count it. Tobin Reinwald, a 3-pointer. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 44-40 is the score now. The Broncos are down by 4 points. McPherson back with the basketball. Kenny Berry Jr. has got it. Berry out here in 3-point territory. Drives it against Thayer. Now to Crawford down the left side of the lane. A leaner is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman for Hastings. He runs it back 3-on-3. He goes to the basket. His shot good. Brady Lohman scores again after his good performance last night. He's got 9 points in this one. And now the head coach for McPherson, Tim Schwarzendruber, wants to call a timeout. 2 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the first half. We've got a break with a score. McPherson 44, Hastings 42.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
2:34 to play here in the first half. Hastings College is trailing McPherson College by the score of 44-42. Coming up at halftime, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week, and we'll check in with Tyson Obronik with the Hastings College Spotlight. 2.5 minutes away, Hastings College hanging right with the 11th-ranked team in the nation this afternoon, the Bulldogs out of McPherson. 44-42 is the score. Here's a Shivers with the ball, and now it's going to be poked away. Nope, a foul is going to be called here on the Shivers. Ball was poked away, and we had a charging foul called there on Shivers. So that's going to be the first foul in Sampson Shivers. Now Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt with a chance to tie or possibly pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Zach Lena back into the ball game now for Hastings. Lena with the ball right at the top of the key. Tries to get rid of it to Tobin Reinwald. He goes for the hole. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled. Lena gets the assist there. Tobin Reinwald gets the field goal for Hastings. Reinwald now with 10 points in the ball game. He's fouled in a play there by Dante Woods of McPherson. Dante Woods picks up his first personal foul. Tobin Reinwald goes to the free throw line for Hastings. They're trying to put the Broncos out on top. We're tied up now at 44 points apiece with 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play. Shot is up there. It's good. Reinwald puts the Broncos ahead. Nice comeback by Hastings as Hastings trailed by 9 points. Earlier in this half, here's a shot by Hewitt's up and in. Mason Hewitt gets the field goal. Dante Woods gets the assist there. 46-45 is the score now. The Broncos trailing by a point. That's Woolman with the ball. Now to Charles Ferguson. Left side to Alex Thayer. Thayer dribbles once and sends it back out to Woolman. Back to the left side. Tobin Reinwald has got it. Tobin dribbling with the ball. Circles around. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Stops. Jump pass. Comes back out on top to Thayer. Out of Woolman. Looks at the three-pointer, looking to penetrate. Sends it inside to Lena. Puts a man in the air. Puts it up there. Left-handed. His shot no good. And the rebound comes down to McPherson. That's it. Dante Woods with the rebound. Gets it away. Now to Shivers. Hesitates. Drives it to the basket. His shot is up there. Good. Sampson Shivers scores there for McPherson. He's got 12 points in the ball game. It's 48-45. Here's Woolman. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by Dante Woods. We run her back the other way. It's like a hockey match. Here's Shivers again. He drives it. Nice pass in the lane to Hewitt. Shot good. Mason Hewitt scores. He's got 6 points in the ball game. And McPherson goes back out on top by 5 points. It's 50-45 with 55 seconds to play in this first half. Charles Ferguson with the ball out to Alex Thayer. To a Tobin Reinwald to try the left side now. Woolman has got it. Now to Tobin for three. Shot is up there. Yes. Nothing but net for Tobin Reinwald. He has got 14 points in the ball game. It's 50-48. Hastings down by 2 points. McPherson has got the ball. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. We'll see if McPherson goes for the final shot here. Got about 6 seconds differential between the play clock and the shot clock here. This is going to be Adam Bruner out here near the 10-second line. Hastings just watching the time tick away. We're down to 9 seconds on the shot clock. Bruner is dribbling with the basketball. Bruner drives it down the lane. He takes it all into the basket. His shot is up there. It's good. Adam Bruner scores. Here comes Hastings back the other way. Alex Thayer with 5 seconds to get it to Lena. His shot is going to be no good, and he's fouled in the play. Alex Thayer sends a pass in there to Zach Lena, and he's hit from behind as he goes up for the layup. And the personal foul is going to be called on Shivers. That's going to be his second. So Zach Lena goes to the free throw line. 52-48 is the score. Hastings down by 4 points with 3.2 seconds to play in the first half here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. Zach Lena has already got 9 points here in the ballgame. 1 out of 1 from the free throw line this afternoon. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Lena is now 4 for 4 this weekend from the free throw line. And Zach will have one more here. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Lena's got 11 points. That ties his season high. 2 seconds. Here's Bruner back the other way. They get it to Shivers. His shot at the buzzer is no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. So a great effort here by Hastings College at halftime. They're going to go in trailing by 2 points, but Hastings playing right with the 11th-ranked team in the country here this afternoon. At halftime, it is McPherson out on top of Hastings. It's McPherson 52, Hastings 50. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
So a good ball game so far here in this first half of play. The 11th ranked team of the country, McPherson, out on top of Hastings by the score of 52-50. McPherson has led this baby most of the way. We were tied up several times in the first half, tied up at 16. McPherson got out to an 8-point lead at 26-18 with about 11 minutes to play in this first half. McPherson led by 9 points at 35-26. Broncos came storming back here and actually took a 1-point lead at 45-44 with 2:06 to play. But McPherson has got the 2-point lead here at halftime by a score of 52-50. Hastings getting a great ball game today from Tobin Reinwald, Dane Bacon, also Zach Lena. Tobin has got 14 points to lead the Broncos in scoring here. In the first half, he is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Zach Lena has already got 11 points. That ties his season high this year. He put 11 on the board against Friends, and he's got 11 here in the first half against McPherson today. Lena's got 4 field goals, and he has 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Dayton Bacon has hit a couple of three-pointers. He's got a 2-pointer, and he's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 10 points. Brady Lohman has got 9 for Hastings. And Dylan Flynn has got 6 points. Hastings 10 out of 11 from the free throw line in the first half of play. McPherson is 11 out of 13 from the stripe. They're being led so far by Samson Shivers. He's got 12 points in the game. Aaron Frazier has got 11. Kenny Berry Jr. has got 10. Adam Bruner has got 8 points. Mason Hewitt has got 6. And 3 for Casey Miller. Hastings College in the first half of play hitting exactly 50% from the field. They are 17 out of 34. The Broncos 6 out of 10 from three-point territory for 60%. Hastings 10 out of 12 from the free throw line for 83%. McPherson is hitting 65% from the field in the first half. They are 19 out of 29. They've hit 3 out of 7 on three-pointers for 42%. They are 11 out of 12 from the free throw line for 91%. Rebounds, McPherson has got a 1-rebound advantage, 14-13. Hastings leading on the offensive boards, though, 6-1. The Broncos have got, 8 turnovers in the first half of play, 5 for McPherson. The Broncos with 1 block shot and 3 steals. McPherson has got 2 block shots and 4 steals. It is Hastings out on top. Actually, Hastings trailing here at halftime to McPherson by the score of 52-50. First ball game this afternoon was won by Doan. They beat Tabor, the team that Hastings played last night. Doan beat Tabor today by a score of 86-81. We will see Doan on Wednesday night down in Crete. That'll be a women's men's basketball doubleheader as we get back to the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The women's game will go at 6 with the guys at 8 o'clock. We'll have both games here on 1230 KHAS. Other games involving teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. Briar Cliff is playing at Waldorf College. 16th-ranked Dort has got a ball game against Black Hills State. Webster University is in Lincoln, taking on Nebraska Wesleyan. Women's college basketball with teams involving the action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings is on the road tonight. They're playing at 17th-ranked Sterling. That baby will tip off at 6 o'clock in Kansas tonight. Number 2-ranked Morningside is playing on the road at South Dakota School of Mines. Mount Marty has a game against Augustana College at Sioux Falls tonight. And Dakota State will play 5th-ranked Briar Cliff. The Nebraska men's basketball team in action this afternoon in Lincoln as they beat South Dakota State today by a score of 76-64. The Huskers now 4-1 on the season. We're at halftime of our men's college basketball game here this afternoon. Hastings is trailing 11th-ranked McPherson by a score of 52-50. Stay tuned. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up next on 1230 KHAS. And Tyson Ervronik will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Save on the Whirlpool family of appliances during the Black Friday sale at Rogers Incorporated. This Black Friday sale goes through Sunday. Get special select pricing on Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid refrigerators and freezers, washers and dryers, ranges, dishwashers, and more. Save on Whirlpool appliances during the Black Friday sale through Sunday at Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings, close Thanksgiving.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, women's basketball star Erin Vanderpool. Erin, a sophomore from Parachute, Colorado, majoring in accounting with a 3.85 GPA. On the court, she played mostly her junior varsity basketball as a freshman, moved up to the varsity roster this season. Erin is on the Dean's List in the fall of 2010 and also the spring of 2011, a trustee scholar who, in her free time, enjoys baking and watching the Food Network. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, women's basketball star Erin Vanderpool. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by T&L Irrigation, solidly supporting the youth and young adults in your community.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around, but the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. We are at halftime of the Hastings College basketball game. Joining us in the Hastings College Spotlight, we have Holly Sabatka. Holly, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. It's always nice to talk with you.
Holly, we brought you on the program this evening to talk a little bit about an event that's coming up next week on the Hastings College campus. It is the Lighting of the Campus. Now, talk just a little bit about what this event's all about.
Yes, on Tuesday, November 29th, we're going to be hosting our annual Lighting of the Campus at Hastings College. This is run by the Student Alumni Ambassadors, and Hastings College sponsors it. And it's just the time all of our students have just returned from their Christmas Thanksgiving break, and it's the time when we come and celebrate the holiday season starting, the Christmas season starting, and we will we have a performance in the chapel with a lot of different activities, and then of course the highlight is to come out and we do a countdown and turn all the lights on across campus.
Now, Holly, KHS Radio has been a long standing tradition with the lighting of downtown, of the Hastings celebration of lights. Is this very similar?
You know, in a way it is. I think it's just something similar that, you know, it's something annual that we can look forward to. And, you know, for our, I think our campus community, it's such a nice time to come and get together. And this year we're really hoping the community of Hastings comes out. We've added a few things that are just going to make it a little bit more special this year. And our new president, President Dennis Trotter, had some great ideas, and so we're excited this year to have a live nativity scene that's going to run from 6 to 9 p.m., It's going to be in our Circle Drive, so as people can just come out, if it's a cool night, if they want to, they can just stay in their cars and drive by. We're going to start the night with a 6:30 showing of the cartoon How the Grinch Stole Christmas, so the traditional Grinch cartoon is going to show at 6:30 at the chapel. And then at 7, we'll start with our lighting ceremony, which will have carols, some performances, and then the reading of the Christmas story.
And I believe the president himself is going to be reading that Christmas story.
Yes, he is. He'll invite all the kids in the audience to come up and sit with him as he reads the Christmas story. And we'll be spotlighting a few of our music groups, which it's always fun to come and listen to them perform as well. And then we'll end with carols with the group, and everyone will walk outside for the countdown. And we've got a special surprise this year. We're going to have the center part of the campus lit up with luminaries, and I think it's just going to be beautiful. So I would really encourage people, if they've got a few minutes, and again, if they don't have time for the whole ceremony, if they would drive by once those luminaries are lit. Driving by between that 7:30 to 9 p.m. is just going to be spectacular to see the campus all lit up, and then also to enjoy the live nativity.
And Holly, from everything I've read, you're inviting a special guest all the way from the North Pole to come celebrate too.
Yes, I think Santa will be there, and he is going to have a spot on campus. We have different activities in the buildings, and he'll have a spot on campus that the children can go see him and put in their Christmas wishes and get free photos with him. It's always nice. I know, being a mom myself, it's nice to get those photos with the kids for those Christmas cards. So there'll be a great opportunity to bring your cameras out, or we'll have a camera there to snap those photos with the kids and Santa. And I think it'll be a little bit more relaxed where they can spend some time with him and get a little holiday treat, too, I think he'll have for all the kids.
Holly, talk a little bit about this event in specifics. We talked about how this is really to kick off the holiday spirit over at Hastings College, but this is something you really want the community to be a part of as well.
Yeah, I think it's a great time for the community to come out. We're such a great partnership. We're so lucky here at Hastings College, and I think in the community of Hastings that we have each other to lean on and just be partners. And I think it's just a great time for community members to come out, and we're definitely holding on to the Christ side of Christmas and with the live nativity and really, taking a look at that. And I think it'll be a great time for families or individuals or couples just to come out and kind of have some time to remember, the Christ child being born, and just a great way to, before the craziness of the holidays hit, to come and enjoy the night. And with all the activities that are going on, it's also a great start, as at the end of that week, we'll have our Messiah. And, we hope that the community will all come out for our big production of the Messiah on the following Sunday. And so, this just kind of is the first bookend for the holiday celebration, with that following later in the week.
Once again, the Hastings College Lighting of the Campus going to be going on Tuesday, November 29th from 6 until 9 p.m. Holly, where is if people want to come out to this event, where should they meet? Where should they all kind of congregate?
Yes, everything is going to be around the French Memorial Chapel. So our chapel there right off of University is where they'll be. And I'll encourage them, if they're going to come and stay, is to park on the interiors of campus, the backside of the campus parking, just for the fact that Circle Drive is going to be fairly busy with people driving through, and we'll have some of that parking blocked off. So I'd encourage people, if they're driving out, just drive around the Circle Drive. But if they're going to stop and come to the ceremony at the chapel, to park on the interior of campus or on the outside of our campus.
Once again, Holly Sobotka, our guest on the Hastings College Spotlight, the Hastings College Lighting of the Campus, going on Tuesday from 6 until 9. Holly, we really appreciate all the information, appreciate the time on the Hastings College Spotlight this evening. You have a Merry Christmas, Holly.
You too, and I look forward to seeing you Tuesday. Thanks.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street, for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the second half of this one. Well, it's like an NBA game so far. 52-50 is the score. McPherson out on top of Hastings. The 11th-ranked Bulldogs in here this afternoon. Team that likes to run the up-tempo style of game. They're averaging 82 points per ball game on offense, and they're well ahead of that pace here this afternoon. 52-50. McPherson has got the lead. They have led by as many as 9 points in this first half at 35-26. The Broncos have had a lead a couple of times, their last one being at 45-44 with 2:06 remaining in the first half. But Hastings College is staying right with McPherson, going toe-to-toe with the Bulldogs here. We'll find out what happens in the second half. We are ready to go. It'll be McPherson shooting to our basket to our left. As we view it here, Hastings College will start off with Alex Thayer is going to get a start in the second half. Looks like Hastings is going to go open up in a zone defense. A shot taken by Frazier from the left side is going to be no good. Rebounded by Crawford inside. He loses control of the ball and is picked up by Hastings. So they missed their first shot, and then they lose the ball here, and Hastings has got it. Alex Thayer comes into the forecourt, and the ball is going to be tipped out of bounds here. Tipped out of bounds by Jordan Crawford of McPherson. So Hastings are playing things in just to the left of the Bronco bench down here on the near sideline. Tobin Reinwald gets it into Braden Woolman. Here's a Tobin again down on the right baseline. And he's going to be called for the traveling violation. Crawford was right behind him, and Tobin Reinwald is hit with a traveling violation. That's going to be turnover number 9 on Hastings. 7 turnovers so far in McPherson in the ballgame. 52-50 our score. We're underway here in the second half in the Osborne Sports Complex. 19-20 remaining here in the ballgame. That's a Shivers with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Now drives it inside the ring. Puts up a 15-footer. It's going to be no good, and high in the air for the rebound is Alex Thayer. Thayer comes down the near sideline now to a Bacon, to Thayer, to Tobin Reinwald, deep in the left corner. Shot is up there and in, a three-pointer. Tobin Reinwald nails the tray for Hastings. He's got 16 points in the ballgame, and the Broncos have the lead, 53-52, 18-50 to play. Here's a driving layup that's up there. It's going to be no good. We got a personal foul called, and it's going to be McPherson going to the free throw line. That's Alex Thayer committing the personal foul. It's going to be the first one on him. Alex has done a good job getting in the mix here this afternoon. First time we've seen Alex as a Bronco here, and he's done a good job. He got the start here in the second half for head coach Lance Creech. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Kenny Berry Jr. He has now got 11 points in the ball game. He is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. We're tying at 53 here in the second half. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Nails a free throw. Berry now with 12 points in the ball game. The Bulldogs back out on top. 54-53. These teams played a 5-point ball game earlier this season, won by McPherson, 87-82. Bacon hands the ball away to Tobin Reinwald. Deep in the corner, Alex Thayer throws up a 3. Air ball, no good. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown here by Shivers of McPherson. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side. Underneath their own basket, the Broncos are trailing by 1. 54-53. Brady Woolman will play things in. Does so to Bacon. His shot from 10 feet away. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Frazier back the other way. 2-on-2. Frazier gives the ball off. His driving layup is up there. No good by Crawford. And a foul is called. So McPherson running the break back the other way. They get the personal foul drawn in. Zach Lena of Hastings. That's going to be his second foul. Team foul number 2 on the Broncos here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line will be Crawford. He's got 2 points in the ball game and a field goal. And his shot is up there. It's good. He's now 1 of 2 from the stripe here this afternoon. Crawford scored 11 points last night as McPherson beat Doan by the score of 68-58. He had 14 the last time these two teams played. Shot is up there. It is good. Crawford now with 4 in the ball game. And McPherson back out to a 3-point lead. It's 56-53. Hastings back with the basketball. Here's a Brady Lohman, races it into the offensive zone. Alex Thayer. Alex drives it down the lane and now stops right side of the lane here and comes back out in 3-point territory. Dane Bacon, not a Lohman, bounce pass inside to Lena. He backs up against Crawford. Lena kicks it back out here to Tobin Reinwald. Now to Alex Thayer. Thayer dribbling with the ball, drives it down the right side of the lane. Nice bounce pass to Lena. His shot's going to be blocked down by Frazier. And the ball is recovered here by McPherson. Nice block there by a Frazier of a McPherson. Back the other way comes a Shivers. Back outside, a 3-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Crawford. And a rebound comes down here to McPherson. So to keep the ball alive, 17-50 remaining in the ball game, 56-53. McPherson leading by three. There's a Chris Crawford with the ball. Crawford comes over here on the left side, nearly intercepted. Shivers has got it. Shivers dribbles to the top of the key, gets away from Thayer. Now puts up a 12-footer, shot good. Boy, Sampson Shivers, an athletic kid there. He's now got 14 points in the ball game, and the Bulldogs go back out on top. It is 58-53. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive zone. The Broncos trying to hang with his team here this afternoon. Here's Woolman out for the baseline. A shot no good, and the rebound comes down to Crawford again. Crawford gets the ball ahead to Kenny Berry Jr. as he hustles into the forecourt. Berry stops at the free throw line. Here's Jordan Crawford with the ball now. Jordan to Shivers. Shivers gets it to Kenny Berry Jr., splits a couple of defenders as he drives for the hole, loses control, comes back out to Shivers. Shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald of Hastings. Reinwald to the left sideline to Bacon. Bacon drives it down the paint. Bounce pass down low. Lena, and he's going to be called for the offensive charging foul. Lena is going to be knocked or hit with a foul here as he knocks down Chris Crawford. Zach Lena hits his third personal foul. Team foul number three on Hastings. Lena checks out of the ball game now. Coming in is going to be Olsen. Olsen and also Marvin comes into the ball game. So 16:50 remaining. Hastings is down by 5 points, 58-53. Here's Adam Bruner's into the ball game now. We got a whistle and we got a violation there on McPherson. So a double dribble violation, I think, on Bruner. That's going to be the eighth turnover on McPherson in the ball game. Hastings will play things in backcourt. 16:40 remaining, 58-53. Broncos are down by 5 points. Hastings with the ball into the forecourt. Right side is going to be Dane Bacon. Comes out to Olsen. Dribble penetration to the free throw line. Down in the corner for Reinwald. Shot good. Tobin Reinwald hits a three-pointer. He's now got 20 points in the ball game for Hastings. Now here's a problem here in backcourt. Bruner. Let's see. They lost control of the ball back here, and they tried to nail it on for the back of Nate Olsen, and they got the job done. They point McPherson's way, so McPherson will get to play things in as Olsen had the ball knocked loose there. And Bruner knocks it off of the back of Olsen out of bounds. So again, McPherson will play things in, 58-56. Broncos are down by 2 points. Frazier drives the ball. Shot is up there from 10. No good. High into the air for the rebound as Hastings. Tobin Reinwald goes to Woolman. Woolman down the left sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Drives it down the lane. Scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Chris Crawford of McPherson. Crawford down to Frazier. He runs her back the other way for the Bulldogs. Frazier down to the baseline. Circles around. Gives it to Crawford down the lane. Shot is up there and in. Chris Crawford scores for McPherson. He's got 6 points in the ball game. It's 60-56. McPherson with a four-point lead. Here's Bacon with the ball. Bacon down to Tobin Reinwald. Tobin flips the ball here on the near sideline to Olsen. Spins at the elbow. Dumps it off now to Marvin. His shot is up and in. He's fouling the play. Nice pass there by Olsen. He gets it to Jake Marvin, and he's hammered on the play. Marvin gets the field goal to go down. And now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Casey Miller gets charged with a personal foul for McPherson. That's going to be his first. Marvin to the free throw line. It's 60-58. Hastings with a two-point deficit right here. Marvin's free throw is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Crawford. 60-58. McPherson leading by two. Hastings still under man-to-man defense. This is Aaron Frazier with the ball. Frazier drives it against Olsen. Gets around him. Now dumps it on down low. A shot is up and in. Crawford. Chris Crawford scores on the assist from Aaron Frazier. Crawford has now got 8 points in the ball game, 62-58. McPherson has got a four-point lead over Hastings. Tobin Reinwell with the ball. Bounce pass inside to Marvin. Spins toward the baseline, and now we got contact made and a foul called. Marvin got the ball on the low block left side, spun toward the baseline, and he runs right into Chris Crawford. And Crawford, I think, is the guilty party here. That's the case. The third foul on Crawford, team foul number two on the Bulldogs. Charles Ferguson into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Tobin Reinwald. Hastings will play things in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. As Lohman will play things in, Hastings down by 4 points. Bacon with the ball out here in three-point territory. Comes out to Olsen. Olsen down to Charles Ferguson. To Olsen at the top of the key, lobs it inside, and a foul is going to be called. They're trying to get the ball inside to Marvin, and the foul is going to go here on Jake Reinert of McPherson. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number three on the Bulldogs. So Hastings again will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get the fresh 35 on the shot clock. They get it into a Dane Bacon. One dribble comes out to Olsen. Now to Charles Ferguson, left side of the lane. Ferguson hops to the free throw line, and that's a little bit too much. A traveling violation is called there on Ferguson. Turnover number 10 on Hastings here in the ballgame. 62-58. McPherson has got a four-point lead over Hastings with 14:40 remaining here in the ballgame. Here's Adam Bruner with the ball back outside. A three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Miller. And the rebound comes down to Wollman of Hastings. Wollman gets it away down to Nate Olson. He drives it down the right side of the lane. Comes out to Ferguson. Has the angle in. Cut off. Goes over to the left sideline. Wollman for three. His shot's partially deflected. Frazier got a piece of it there from McPherson. Running back the other way is Bruner now for the Bulldogs. Bruner gets it to Miller. Miller down to the baseline to Powers. Down to the free throw line to Reinerts. Back outside the arc to Frazier. Shot for three. Good. Aaron Frazier nails the three-pointer. He's got 14 in the ball game now for the Bulldogs. 65-58. Again, McPherson has stretched the lead down to 7 points. They led by 9 in the first half. Hastings was able to recover. Here's a Marvin down on the baseline. Drives it toward the basket. His shot is up there and in. Jake Marvin gets a field goal. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 65-60. McPherson now with a 5-point lead. We're down to 13:40 remaining here in this one. Aaron Frazier with the ball now for McPherson. Frazier trying to drive it against Olsen. Gives it up. He gets it over there to Miller. Tries to return the ball back to Frazier and threw it out of bounds. Turnover number 9 on McPherson. Tobin Reinwald back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Dane Bacon. 13:32 to play in the ball game here this afternoon. Hastings is trailing the 11th-ranked team in the country in McPherson College by the score of 65-60. Here's Marvin with the ball out here in three-point territory to Ferguson. Ferguson out to Olsen on the right sideline to Ferguson. To Marvin. Down to Ferguson again. Drives it toward the basket. His shot is up there. It's good. He found a seam in the defense. Found an opening there as Charles Ferguson takes it right to the dish right there for Hastings College, and he drops it down through the hole. 65-62. There's a shot underneath the bucket. Nice pass. Adam Bruner gets the field goal. He's now got 10 points. Tobin Reinwald at the other end. He goes for the basket. His shot is no good, but he's fouled the play. The foul is going to go on Reinert. That's going to be his second. So now going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Tobin Reinwald. He's got 20 points in the ball game. 14 of those in the first half. Tobin 1 out of 1 from the free throw line this afternoon. 72% foul shooter in the season as he buries this one. They'll get one more. Here comes, four more players in for McPherson College here. They make the player rotation with 12:55 to play. Alex Thayer into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Olsen. So Alex Thayer has seen his most playing time of the season here in this ball game against McPherson College this afternoon. Reinwald will have another free throw. His shot is up there is good. Reinwald now with 22. His season high was 28 in the ball game. He put on Friends University earlier this year. 67-64. Hastings now down by 3 points. There's a Shivers with the ball. Shivers now to Kenny Berry Jr. Berry dribbling with it. Takes it to the free throw line to Jordan Crawford. Crawford right side of the lane. Now to Hewitt at the free throw line. The ball poked away. Hewitt grabs it back. Now comes out here into 3-point territory to Shivers. On the dribble, moves it to the right side. Shivers just inside the ring. Puts up a shot. It's going to be short. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald has got it for Hastings down the near sideline. They get it to Ferguson. Ferguson right to left across the free throw stripe. Gives it away to Tobin Reinwald. Now inside to Flynn. Shot is no good, but he's hammered on the play. So Dylan Flynn now goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Mason Hewitt picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 5. On McPherson here in the ball game in the second half. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Dylan Flynn. He is now 4 out of 6 from the stripe this afternoon. Flynn has got 6 points in the ball game. 67-65. Hastings trailing by 2 points. We got 12 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in this one. Dylan Flynn will have one more for the Broncos. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and the shot is around the rim and down through the hole. Eye of the year. Down through the cylinder there in a 67-66. Hastings down by point. 12 minutes and 8 seconds to play There's a Kenny Berry Jr. out to Shivers. A shot for three. Good again. Boy, you got to get a hand in his face. Shivers now is 17 in the ball game. He had 26 the last time these two teams played. 70-66. Hastings down by four. Brady Lohman with the ball from the elbow. A shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound. Reinwald. His shot is up and in. Tobin Reinwald scores. 70-68. Hastings down by two. And now the Broncos applying some pressure here. As they bring the ball up, this is Dante Woods with the ball. Jordan Crawford out to Shivers on the right side. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Now we got a personal foul called. Tobin Reinwald hit the deck hard. And a foul is going to be called here on Mason Hewitt of McPherson. That's going to be his third personal foul as Reinwald hits the deck underneath the basket there for Hastings. And now with the 11:32 to play, the Broncos have a chance to pull ahead here with a three ball, 70-68. Hastings trailing by a couple of points here. Lohman has got it now to Alex Thayer. Comes over here on the right sideline to Ferguson. His passing will be intercepted. Intercepted by Kenny Berry Jr. Berry runs her back the other way to Jordan Crawford down to the baseline. His jump pass is going to be deflected. It's loose. Lohman has got it. Lohman saves it to Alex Thayer. Thayer into the forecourt. Now two on three. Alex will hold things up. Good job by the Broncos defensively right there. Thayer has got it on the left sideline out to Brady Lohman. Comes across the top now to Reinwald. Reinwald right side to Charles Ferguson. Ferguson that works it around the horn. Left sideline again to Lohman. Here's Flynn. His shot is no good and he's fouling the play. Lohman got the ball to Flynn going toward the bucket and he can't get the shot to go down, but he's fouling the play. And Flynn goes to the free throw line for a couple of shots. Dante Woods commits the personal foul. That's going to be his second. That is the 17th foul already on McPherson. Hastings has got just three here in the second half. Dylan Flynn to the free throw line. He's got 8 points in the ball game. And his shot is up there. It's good again. He's now 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. Hastings 27 out of 30 from the stripe last night. Shooting the ball extremely well here again this afternoon from the free throw line. Hastings within 1 point. 70-69 is the score. 10:56 to play. Here's the next shot. It is up there. It is good by Flynn, and we're tied. We're tied at 70 points apiece. Hastings in the 11th ranked team in the country at McPherson College here this afternoon. Kenny Berry Jr. tries to drive it. He's cut off. Goes to Chris Crawford. Back out to Berry. Berry drives it into the paint. Back out to Crawford. Sizes up the three-pointer. Takes it and hits it. For the right sideline, Crawford hits the three. He's got it 11 points in the ball game, 73-70. McPherson with a three-point lead. There's Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. Tobin Reinwald angles into the lane. Jump pass down in the corner to Lohman for three. Shot rims off. No good. Rebound to Crawford. The big guy has got it now for McPherson. Gets an elbow into Dane Benkin, but no foul called there. Kenny Berry Jr. has got it now for the Bulldogs. He drives it to the basket. His shot good and he's fouled. Well, let's see. They're going to say that occurred before the shot, so the bucket will not count. Foul is going to go on Thayer of Hastings. Alex Thayer picks up his second. Team foul number four on the Broncos. The bucket does not count. Brent Wells checks in. Here comes Marvin back in. Reinwald checks out. Dylan Flynn comes out. 10 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the ballgame. Hastings trailing 73-70. Chris Crawford out to Adam Frazier now at the top of the key. Loses it back to Crawford here on the near sideline. And a foul is going to be called on Bacon. Bacon is going to be hit with a personal foul. He really couldn't get away from Crawford. A lot of traffic there right in front of the bench for McPherson. And Bacon just ran into him. Picks up the personal foul. No free throws. McPherson will play things in. Frazier brings it back to Kenny Berry Jr., not at Crawford. Out of the free throw line, a shot taken by Jordan Crawford. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jake Marvin of Hastings. One and done. The Broncos on the glass again. Marvin to Lohman. Lohman gets it to Dane Bacon. He drives it, kicks it out here to Marvin for three. Shot is up there, rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to McPherson. That's a Shivers with the ball, and he'll bring things up. Shivers, right-handed dribble, hesitates, now drives it down the right side of the lane. His pocket's picked. Alex Thayer has got the ball running back the other way. Stops, won't go up the shot. There comes out to Lohman. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good from three. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Hastings. Marvin has got it. Now to Lohman again. Sends it to the far sideline, and they nearly threw it out of bounds. It's saved by Bacon, but right into the hands of Chris Crawford. McPherson has got it back the other way. Kenny Berry Jr. drives it into the forecourt. 9:13 to play. Hastings trailing McPherson by three, 73-70. Crawford with a fake drives it to the hole. His shot no good, and he's fouled. angles in from the wing on the left side. Personal foul is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on Alex Thayer. That's going to be his third. Team foul number six on Hastings. This will be a shooting foul as Chris Crawford goes to the free throw line. As he was fouled in the act of shooting here, he's got 11 points in the ball game, 2 out of 3 from the stripe. 9:07 remaining. The Bulldogs have a 3-point lead. Shot is up there. It's no good. They'll get one more. There's Reinwald back into the ball game. Olsen comes in. Alex Thayer checks out. And here comes, looks like Lohman is going to check out. Get a quick breather here. 73-70 is the score. There's a shot up there. It's no good. He misses both of them, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos have the ball. Here comes Nate Olson. Hustles into the forecourt. Nate gets it out to Brent Wells, to Tobin Reinwald. Left side to Bacon. Inside now to Jake Marvin. Marvin backs up, spins, goes up with a shot. It's up there. It's good. Jake Marvin works hard inside, gets the field goal. He's got 6 points. And McPherson has now got a 1-point lead, 73-72. It's a Shivers with the ball. Left side of the lane. 12-footer is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Hastings getting the job done on the glass here this afternoon. Reinwald hustles down the near sideline, tries to get away. Ball poked away, and now a foul is going to be called. A reaching in foul on Aaron Frazier. The second foul on Frazier. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Bulldogs. So Hastings will have a 1-and-1 situation here as Reinwald goes to the stripe. Tobin 3 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 24 points in the basketball game. Reinwald season high 28 that he put on Friends earlier this year. He had 20 at the ball game against McPherson earlier this season. But the shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings keeps knocking him down from the free throw line here this afternoon. Reinwald now with 25. And we are tied up at 73 points apiece with 8 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in this one. Tobin Reinwald can give Hastings College the lead. The shot is up there. It's good. Hastings now with the advantage, 74-73 here this afternoon. McPherson trots back the other way. This is Bruner with the ball.
Here calls
now to Aaron Frazier. Picked up there by Nate Olson. Frazier dribbles down the right side of the lane toward the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouled in the play as he is knocked down. I think Reinwald is the guilty party, and that's the case. Tobin Reinwald gets hit with his second personal foul. Team foul number 7 on Hastings, and now Bulldogs will be into the bonus situation as well. Frazier goes to the free throw line to shoot 2 as he was knocked down in the act of shooting here by Reinwald. Shot is up there. The shot no good. McPherson has missed their last 3 free throws, and Frazier will have one more. Aaron Frazier has got 14 points in the ballgame. Hastings with a 74-73 lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. So now we're tied up at 74. Hastings back with the basketball. Here's a Tobin Reinwald. Dribbles to the wing on the right side. Out here in 3-point territory. Reverses the ball to Bacon. Now to Olson. Left side to Brent Wells. Now to Olson again. Behind the screen from Marvin. Takes it to the free throw line. Gives the ball away to Jake. Takes the ball down on the baseline on the dribble. He comes out here to Reinwald. 4-3. His shot is up there. It's good. Tobin Reinwald steps back behind the 3-point arc and fires it up there and hits it. He's now got 29 in the ball game. 77-74. Hastings now with a 3-point lead with 7:39 to play. There's a Crawford deep in the right corner. Now to Frazier for 3. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Olson. Olson down the near sideline as they get it now to Dane Bacon to Olson. He drives it to the elbow left side down in the corner to Marvin. Marvin now to Bacon. Comes across the top to Wells. Down the near side to Tobin for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Frazier. Hastings with a 3-point lead, 77-74. Right sideline, Aaron Frazier has got it. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Gives it away to Crawford. Free throw line extended right side. Back out to Frazier. Aaron Frazier dribbling with the ball. Picks it up. Goes over here on the right side to Bruner now. Bruner behind his screen. Gives it now to Crawford. Wide open for 3. Takes a shot and hits it. Chris Crawford nails the tray there for McPherson. And now we've got a timeout. We are tied with 6 minutes and 54 seconds to play. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 77, McPherson 77.
The 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration was a big success at Boer's Floors. With Thanksgiving coming up, and as a way to say thank you, Boer's Floors is continuing the anniversary sale prices this month. Get great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet, including Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection, and on wood, laminate, and tile hard surfaces. Anniversary sale prices continue. Ask for details at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46Floor, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings and McPherson doing battle here this afternoon. Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So we've been tied up at 70. We've been tied up at 73, 74, and now 77. 6 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the basketball game. Hastings going toe-to-toe with the 11th-ranked team in the country here this afternoon. Broncos will be back in conference play on Wednesday. They will play at Doan College in Crete. That'll be a women's men's basketball doubleheader. 6 o'clock for the women's game, 8 o'clock for the guys. We'll have both games here on 1230 KHIS. So Hastings and McPherson tied up here in the second day of the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic. It's 77-77. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive zone. Brady Lohman has got it now. It looks like McPherson is going to try to go to a zone defense here, a 1-2-2 zone defense. Lohman asking for Tobin Reinwald to come out. Now he'll run the play here as he comes over to Marvin. Now Tobin out here in three-point territory. Brings it back to Lohman. Jump pass comes out to Reinwald. He fakes it, brings it back to Lohman from deep in the right corner. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around, and the foul is going to be called. Marvin got his hands on it there for Hastings, and a foul is going to be called on McPherson. The foul is going to go on Bruner. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 9 on the Bulldogs. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Jake Marvin. If you're McPherson, you don't want to send the Broncos to the stripe. Hastings has been knocking them down shot after shot. Marvin is 0 for 1 here this afternoon. He's 4 for 5 in the Classic this weekend. The shot is up there. The shot is good. Jake Marvin has now got 7 points in the ballgame. Leading the way for Hastings, Tobin Reinwald. He has got 29 points, 14 in the first half and 15 in the second half. Here's the next shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. So Lena comes back into the ball game now. 79-77 is the score. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Here's a McPherson with the ball. It's a Shivers dribbling with it. Takes it to the left side of the lane. Shivers reverses the ball. Comes out to a Chris Crawford. Down to a Shivers again. Inside the arc. Can't put up a shot. Now to Crawford. 4-3. Shot is up there. He hits another one. Boy, he has been red hot. Crawford now with 17 in the ball game. And now it's an 80-79 lead for McPherson. Chris Crawford has knocked down 15 points here in the second half of play. Here's Brent Wells right at the elbow. Nearly intercepted. Wells gets it over to Lohman. Now to Olsen. Inside to Wells at the free throw line. Gives it up. Here's a long-range jumper by Bacon. It's off of the mark. No good. Tip try by Reinwald is up and in. Reinwald scores again for Hastings College. It's 81-80. Hastings now with a 1-point lead over McPherson. We're down to 5.5 minutes to go here in this one. Jordan Crawford comes across the top as they get it to a Shivers. Now to Crawford again. He's open. He gets around the lane as he ties the ball into the hole, and now we got a foul called. Crawford was looking for another possible 3-pointer right there. He drove right around Lena toward the basket, and Zach picks up the personal foul. That's going to be number 4 on him. Going to the free throw line for McPherson. It is going to be Chris Crawford. He has got 7 points. Actually, he's got 17 points in the ball game. He is 2 out of 5 from the free throw line today. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. He won't get the second one. Misses the bonus. Hastings has got a 1-point lead, 81-80, with 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in this one. Broncos have the ball. Wells has got it now. Wells to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald gives it away to Dane Bacon. Comes over here to Woolman. Now to Reinwald again here on the right side, picked up over here defensively by Jordan Crawford. Got a couple of Crawfords out there now for McPherson. Tobin's got the ball on the right sideline, dribbling behind his screen, drives it down the lane, stops, spins, puts up a shot, in and out, no good. Rebound, Lena, follow shot, good, and he's fouled. Zach Lena got the offensive board and the putback. Zach Lena now with 13 points in the basketball game. And he goes to the stripe now as the personal foul is whistled.
Team
on McPherson. That's going to be their 10th team foul here in the second half of play. So Hastings now in the double bonus situation. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. 4 minutes and 43 seconds to play. That last foul went on Adam Bruner. That's going to be a second. So 4 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings looking for the upset here this afternoon. The Broncos have the lead over 11th-ranked McPherson. The score, Hastings 83, McPherson 80.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings College has got the lead here this afternoon over McPherson. The score is 83-80. Zach Lena will go to the free throw line here for the Broncos. So Zach Leonard to the stripe here. Trying to make this a three-point play. Last foul again went on Adam Bruner of McPherson. So Hastings with a three-point lead, 83-80, with 4 minutes and 43 seconds to play. Lena's free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. So Lena misses on the charity toss. Hastings with the advantage here as McPherson comes back the other direction. Kenny Berry Jr. back into the ball game now for the Bulldogs. He's got the ball down the near sideline, picked up by Lowman of Hastings. Bounce pass goes to Crawford, left side of the lane, spins in the lane, puts up a shot, no good, and he's fouled in a play. Crawford, a tough matchup inside there for Hastings. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Wells. That's going to be his second. That's going to be the ninth team foul on Hastings, so this will send Chris Crawford to the free throw line again for McPherson. He's just 2 out of 6 from the free throw line this afternoon. John is up there. It's good. They'll have one more. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Jake Marvin. As Lena will come out. Also coming in for Hastings will be Alex Thayer. And coming out is going to be Brent Wells. 83-81 is the score now. Hastings with a 2-point lead. 4 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the ball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here comes the next shot by Crawford. It's in the air. It's up there. It's good as he buries a couple of free throws. Now 83-82. These two teams played a 5-point ball game earlier this season down in McPherson. Hastings down with a 1-point lead. Alex Thayer gives the ball away to Brady Lohman. Now to the near sideline to Tobin Reinwald, and he threw it out of bounds. Tobin was cutting one way. The pass came back the opposite way, and Hastings with a turnover. That's 12 turnovers now in Hastings here in the ball game. McPherson has got 9, 83-82. Hastings with a 1-point lead with 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Jordan Crawford with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Chris Crawford. He spins, and the basketball is ripped out of there. Hastings has it on the turnover. Broncos come back the other way. That's Tobin Reinwald down to Alex Thayer. Thayer gets the ball to a Dane Bacon, left sideline to a Lohman. Bounce pass down low to Marvin. Back out to Thayer. Shot for three is no good, and the rebound comes down to a Jordan Crawford. Crawford has got it now for McPherson as they get it away to a Shivers. Shivers, not a Frazier. Lohman goes after the steal, can't get to it. Now Frazier drives it to the basket. His reverse layup is up and in. Aaron Frazier now has 17 points in the ball game, and now McPherson has a 1-point lead over Hastings. It is 84-83 with 3.5 minutes to play. McPherson undefeated on the season. They are 10-0. Hastings sitting at 4-5. The Broncos trying to pull off an upset here this afternoon. Thayer goes in the lane to Marvin. He spins, loses control of the ball, and now we got a foul called. Marvin lost control of the ball out of bounds, and he is fouled into play here by Aaron Frazier. That's going to be his third. And going to the free throw line now for Hastings will be Jake Marvin. Marvin has got 8 points in the ball game. He's 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. It's 84-83. McPherson has got a 1-point lead. As Sean is up there, the shot good by Marvin. We're tied. Marvin will get one more. As Jake will toe the mark here to try to give Hastings the advantage. Shot is up there and the shot good. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings will be Zach Lena. Lena will replace Marvin. Hastings back out on top, 85-84 with 3:10 to play here in this one. That's Kenny Berry Jr. with the ball on the right sideline. Lobs it into a Crawford. Crawford with his back to the basket, spins, puts it up there. Shot no good. Rebounded by Jordan Crawford, and he is hacked on the arm, and a foul is called. I think Zach Lena was the guilty party. He had a piece of the ball, but also had a piece of the body, and I think that's all she wrote for Zach Lena. He's going to foul out of the ball game with 3 minutes to play. Zach Lena is going to foul out with 3 minutes to play. Going to the free throw line is going to be Jordan Crawford. So Zach Lena is going to foul out here for Hastings. As a substitute comes in, it's going to be Jake Marvin again. So Lena fouls out. And it's going to be Crawford going to the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot is good. Gets the roll as Jordan Crawford. It's his first free throw here this afternoon. He was 3 out of 3 from the stripe last night in their win over Doan. We're tied up now at 85 points apiece. Here's the next one. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball tipped out of there. We got a foul called. A personal foul is called. It's going to go on Chris Crawford. So Chris Crawford gets the personal foul after the missed free throw from Jordan Crawford. And now we walk to the other end of the floor, and this is going to be Jake Marvin going to the free throw line for Hastings College. Marvin has got 10 points in the ball game. He's 4 of 4 from the free throw line. 2 minutes and 59 seconds to play. Hastings and McPherson tied up at 85 points apiece. Shot from the line, good. Marvin now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line this afternoon. He's got 11 points in the ball game. 86-85, Hastings with the advantage. Brent Wells back down to the scorer's table for Hastings. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in. Wells will check in. Coming out will be Marvin. 87-85, Hastings with a 2-point lead here this afternoon. And the second day of the Thanksgiving Holiday Basketball Classic. Kenny Berry Jr. with the ball down the right sideline. Picked up by Alex Thayer, the product out of Superior. As Berry gets away, he goes to the basket and a foul is going to be called here. A personal foul is going to be called on Hastings. It'll go on Alex Thayer on the drive. That's going to be 4 fouls now on Alex. Going to the free throw line for McPherson now is going to be Kenny Berry Jr. He is 4 out of 4 from the stripe this afternoon. He's got 12 points in the ball game. The shot is up there. It is good. As Berry nails another one there. He will get one more shot here. Again, McPherson, the team, 70% from the foul line. Hastings at 69% for the season. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but the offensive rebound here to a Jordan Crawford. So now it's 87-86. Long pass inside to Chris Crawford, and the shot is up and in. Chris Crawford scores. He's got 21 in the ball game. And now it's a McPherson with a 1-point lead over Hastings, 88-87, with 2 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the ball game. Tobin Reinwald out to Bacon, 4-3. Shot is up there. It is no good. Battle for the rebound, and it's brought down here by Shivers. Shivers has gotten it down from McPherson. A 1-point lead for the Bulldogs as Shivers brings the ball back in the offensive scoring zone. Hastings in a man-to-man defense right in his grill defensively. It's going to be Bacon for Hastings. Shivers trying to get away. Gets it out to a Kenny Berry Jr. 19 on the shot clock. Berry drives it one-on-one. Takes it to the elbow. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Thayer. Thayer sees it from going out of bounds. Gets it to Reinwald. Now to Brady Lohman. Lohman down to Tobin Reinwald. Hastings down by a point, 88-87. 1:50 to play here in the ball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. Dane Bacon behind the screen from Marvin. Now gives the ball away to Jake. Left side to a Brady Lohman. Lohman behind the screen. Finds a seam. Drives it inside. Contact made and a foul is going to be called. Foul going to be called here on McPherson. It's going to go on Kenny Berry Jr. That's going to be his second. Each team over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. So going to the free throw line for two is going to be Brady Lohman. 88-87. The Bulldogs have a 1-point advantage as Lohman goes to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. Lohman now with 10 points in the basketball game for Hastings College. He'll get one more shot here. Lohman had 18 last night in our win over Tabor, 70-68. As Brady Lohman will toe the mark for his second one, is up there. It's good. Now Hastings College has got the lead in this seesaw battle. It is 89-88. A minute and 35 seconds to play here in this one. Berry has got it. He drives the ball to the basket, draws another personal foul inside. And Berry will go to the free throw line now for McPherson. This foul is going to be called here on Brent Wells. That's going to be his third. Turning into a free throw shooting contest here at the end is going to the free throw line will be Kenny Berry Jr. now for McPherson. His shot is up there. The shot is no good. Berry's got 13 points in the ball game here for McPherson. He'll toe the mark for his second one. 89-88 is the score. Hastings leading by 1 point in this one. There comes the next shot. It's up there, and he hits that one. And now we're tied again at 89 points apiece at the 130 mark. Here comes Hastings back the other way. Tobin Reinwald hands her away here to a Dane Bacon on the near sideline. Bacon gets away, drives it toward the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down by Crawford. Bacon is knocked down. No foul called. Aaron Frazier has got the ball now for McPherson. We've got a minute and 10 seconds to play. We are tied at 89 points apiece. Here's Berry with the ball. Gets it to Shivers. Samson Shivers has got it. He works it one-on-one against Lohman of Hastings. Over to Aaron Frazier. 17 left on the shot clock. 57 seconds to play in the ball game. Another Hastings College men's basketball game is going down to the wire here this afternoon. Here's Berry, drives the ball to the basket. The shot's going to be blocked down. It's going to be blocked down by Marvin, and the ball is recovered here. And now the Broncos have the ball with 40.8 seconds remaining. We've got a timeout. Hastings will take a break with a score. Hastings 89, McPherson 89.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Bronco basketball for you this afternoon. We're down to 40.8 seconds remaining. Hastings with 29 seconds on the shot clock. And the score is tied up at 89 points apiece. It was 52-50 at halftime in favor of McPherson. And boy, we've been tied in the last 10 minutes or so. Tied up at 70, 73, 74, 77. Also at 84, 85, and now 89. Hastings playing a great basketball game here this afternoon, trying to upset the 11th-ranked team in the country in McPherson, a team that comes in here 10-0 on the season. They beat Hastings earlier this year, 87-82. McPherson beat Doan yesterday in the first day of this classic, 68-58. And now Hastings College trying to upset the 11th-ranked team in the country and given their first loss of the season here this afternoon. Hastings with 29 seconds on the shot clock, 40 seconds on the game clock. Broncos looking for a basket right here as a Brady Lohman has got it just across the 10-second line. Picked up by Shivers. Lohman moves it on the dribble to the right side. Still on the dribble. Brady comes to Tobin Reinwald out here in three-point territory. He's covered up. Lohman has got the ball now with 10 seconds. Lohman gets away. Dribbles inside, kicks it out to Reinwald for three. Shot is up there, he hits it. Tobin Reinwald hits a three-pointer. Timeout. Tobin Reinwald hits a three-pointer from the right side. That gives Hastings a three-point lead, 92-89, and a timeout. McPherson with 16.4 seconds to play. We'll take a break. Hastings 92, McPherson 89.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Tobin Reinwald has given Hastings College the lead, 92-89. He's now got 37 points in the basketball game for Hastings. McPherson will play things in. Here's Berry back the other way. Races into the offensive zone. Comes over here to the Shivers. He puts it on the floor. Comes back this side. Here's a shot taken by Jordan Crawford. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Frazier for three. His shot good. 2.6 seconds to play. We're tied. Hastings back the other way. Woolman from half court throws it up there. No good. We are headed to overtime. Aaron Frazier hits a three-pointer from the right side there for McPherson. After the first one wouldn't go, the ball was loose and it rolls right to Aaron Frazier over there on the right wing. He nails the three-pointer and we are headed to overtime, tied at 92. So, Broncos three with 2.6 seconds to play. Time runs out and we're headed to overtime with a score of Hastings 92, McPherson 92.
The superheroes of service, powered by play.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's hastingstribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
So we're headed to an overtime session here this afternoon. It's just what Hastings College basketball has been all about here this season. Four games have gone down to the wire. None of the Hastings Challenge games have been decided by more than 10 points. And now we're tied up at 92. We're going to have a 5 minutes overtime session here this afternoon. Tied up at 92 points apiece. So we're set to go. We're going to have a jump ball here. We're tied up at 92 points apiece. Reinwald has got 37 points for Hastings College. He gave the Broncos a three-point lead. Frazier got the field goal from 3 points away for McPherson. So Hastings with the ball. They control the tap here in the overtime session. Brady Lohman has got it here on the right sideline. Bounce pass goes inside. The ball slapped away from Marvin. A turnover on Hastings. The 13th turnover on the Broncos here this afternoon. It's a McPherson back with the ball. They go inside to Crawford. His shot is up there. It's off the rim, and it's right down through the hole. Looked like he wanted to pop out of there, but Crawford gets the field goal to go down. He's got 23 in the ball game now. There's a three-pointer by Bacon. That baby won't go. And a rebound by Kenny Berry Jr. Kenny Berry Jr. has got the ball now for McPherson. The Bulldogs have a two-point lead over Hastings. It's 94-92. 4 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the basketball game this afternoon. Aaron Frazier has now got the ball for McPherson. Frazier backs it out near the 10-second line. Hastings matching up here. Out in his face is going to be Bacon. Here's Kenny Berry Jr. again. Down to 12 seconds on the shot clock. Bulldogs have a two-point lead. Berry dumps it off inside. Grabbing the ball is Crawford. Puts a man in the air and a foul is going to be called. Jordan Crawford down low. Picks up the personal foul. Now he'll go to the free throw line here for McPherson. Tobin Reinwald picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. Crawford got her down deep there in the lane, put a man in the air. That was Reinwald, and now he'll go to the free throw line here. They're trying to give the Bulldogs some breathing room in the overtime session. His shot is up there is good. Jordan Crawford now with 2 points in the ball game. He's hit one out of three from the free throw line. McPherson has now got a 95-92 advantage over Hastings this afternoon. Crawford's next shot is up there. It's good. So now it's 96-92. In favor of McPherson. We're down to 3 minutes and 54 seconds to go. We are in overtime here this afternoon from Lynn Farrell Arena. Brady Lohman with the ball out here in the three-point territory. On the dribble, moves it to the right side. Lohman gets the ball to a Tobin Reinwald. Down to Dane Bacon on the left side. Bacon dribbles out here. Out to Alex Thayer. Man-to-man defense here for the McPherson Bulldogs. Lohman has got it. Now left side to Dane Bacon, the Lowman again. Dribbles to the elbow, kicks it back out to Marvin for three. Shot is good. Jake Marvin hits a three-pointer from the top of the key. He's got 15 points in the ball game, and now it's 96-95. McPherson has got a one-point lead here over Hastings with 3:12 to play in overtime. Kenny Berry Jr. has got the ball. Kenny goes over here to Shivers. Shivers comes to their sideline down to Aaron Frazier. He brings the ball in a dribble back to the center of the floor. They've got Crawford. In fact, both Crawfords, Jordan and Chris Crawford, down low here for McPherson. 10 seconds left from the shot clock. Kenny Berry Jr. comes around the screen, goes back to Frazier. His shot is up and in. They got the ball to Aaron Frazier, and he got the field goal to go down. He's got 19 points in the ball game now, so Frazier hits a big bucket there, and he also hit the one that set this ball game into overtime. And now we got a timeout. The Bulldogs have a three-point lead over Hastings. A timeout with 2:46 to play in the overtime session. It's McPherson 98, Hastings College 95.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No, that's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. McPherson had a lead over Hastings at halftime this afternoon, 52-50, and boy, it's been nip and tuck down the stretch. Tied up at 70, 73, 74, 77, 84, 85, 89 during the second half of play. Hastings went ahead 92-89, and then Frazier hitting the shot with 2.6 seconds to play to force this ball game into the overtime session. It is now 98-95 in favor of McPherson with 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play in OT here this afternoon. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive scoring zone. That's a Lohman drives down the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouled in the play. Lohman could not get the shot to go down, but he'll go to the free throw line down for Hastings. And the personal is going to be whistled on Kenny Berry Jr. That's going to be his third. So going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brady Lohman. He's got 11 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's 10 out of 10 for the two-day tournament so far, and he buries another one. Lohman was a perfect 8 out of 8 from the free throw line last night when he led Hastings in scoring. He scored 18 points in the ball game in their 70-68 win over Tabor. It is now 98-96. McPherson leading in the ball game. Here's the second one by Lohman. It's up there and in. So back to a one-point ball game, 98-97. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play now in the overtime. Here's a Kenny Berry Jr. with the ball. Hastings needs a stop here on defense. Shivers back out here in the three-point territory. Samson Shivers works one-on-one against Dane Bacon, the Kearney High Bearcats. Comes over here to Aaron Frazier. Picked up by Alex Thayer. Frazier circles around, takes it down the right side of the lane. His shot off balance is going to be up there. No good. Bound for the rebound. Crawford has got it and lays it in. Chris Crawford comes down with a loose ball there underneath the basket, and he lays her in. He's got 25 in the ball game now for McPherson. Here's a free throw line jumper by Bacon. His shot's going to be no good. Ryan Wall with a tip. His shot no good, and a foul is called. Dane Bacon wide open at the free throw line. Could not convert. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Jordan Crawford and McPherson. That's going to be his second. Tobin Reinwald goes to the free throw line. It's now 100-97. Hastings down by 3. Tobin Reinwald to the free throw line for Hastings. His shot is up there. It's good. So Reinwald is now 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. He's got 38 points in the ball game for Hastings College. Next shot is up there. It's good. Reinwald now with 39. It's 100-99. 150. The play in the basketball game here, at least in the first overtime session. Kenny Berry Jr. has got the ball back out here to Aaron Frazier. We've got 20 seconds left on the shot clock here. Hastings just waiting as Aaron Frazier is trying to set something up. Bounce pass comes over here to Kenny Berry Jr. Again, they're going to set a double pick up here at the top of the key. That'll give the ball away to a Jordan Crawford. He drives down the lane, down to Chris Crawford. His shot is up and in. Chris Crawford scores. He's got 27 in the ball game. It's 102-99. Hastings again trailing by 3 points. There's a Dane Bacon. He goes down here to Tobin Reinwald. The Lohman deep in the right corner. Drives into the basket. His shot is up there and in. Brady Lohman scores. He's got 15 in the ball game. It's 102-101 now. A minute to play here in the overtime session. Hastings down by a point. Well, we've had a tough time past couple of possessions handling the Crawford boys down low. They're working plays to him, and they're going to look for him again here with 49 seconds to play in the ball game, 21 on the shot clock. It's a Kenny Berry Jr. just dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory, about 45 feet away from the basket, just across the mid-court stripe. Berry moves it to the right side, now reverses the ball to Frazier. Frazier drives it now to Berry. 4-3, his three-pointer good. Don't think I can give him two. Berry hits the two-pointer there, and we've got a timeout called with 30 seconds to play. That was only a two-pointer. His foot was on the line. Hastings will have a chance here. We've got a timeout with 30 seconds to play in the overtime session. It is McPherson 104, Hastings 101.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 30 seconds to play here in the first overtime this afternoon from the Osborne Sports Complex. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS Hastings. 104-101. We're tied up at 92 points apiece at the end of regulation. McPherson now with a three-point advantage here. Trying to go 2-0 in the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic. McPherson knocking off Doan last night, 68-58. Hastings trying to spring the upset in the 11th-ranked team in the nation in McPherson this afternoon. The Bulldogs undefeated on the year, coming in here at 10-0. Looking for the 11th straight win, but they have had a battle with the homestanding Broncos here this afternoon. Tobin Reinwald, a whale of a ball game, 39 points for Hastings in the ball game. You would maybe think going to him on this play. Brady Lohman, he's had a hot hand. He's had 15. Both teams over the 10-foul limit naturally here in the second half of play. So Hastings has got the ball. Lohman now, he drives it to the left side of the lane. He stops. He goes to Reinwald. Inside, the ball's going to be deflected away. It is loose. It's picked up by McPherson with a traveling violation down here. Sampson Shivers came up with a loose ball down there, and he's whistled for the traveling violation for McPherson. So now we've got 20 seconds to play. Hastings will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hastings gets a break there as Shivers was down on the floor. He picked up the loose ball. They're going to give it now to a Marvin. Gives it back to Lohman over there on the left sideline. Drives toward the hole, and a foul is going to be called again on Shivers. Sampson Shivers picks up a personal foul now. That's going to be his third. And that's going to send Hastings to the free throw line with 16 seconds to play. Going to the stripe for Hastings is going to be Brady Lohman. 4 out of 4 from the free throw line today. He is 12 out of 12 from the free throw line the last 2 days. He was perfect from the stripe last night. Hastings is down by 3 points, though, 104-101. Shot is up there. It is good. Lohman now is 16. Alex Thayer comes out. Here comes Charles Ferguson into the ballgame. It's 104-102. Hastings down by 2 points with 16 seconds to play in the overtime session. Brady Lohman will toe the mark here. His shot is up there. It's good. He buries both of them. Hastings is down by 1 point. Hastings needs the ball with 16 seconds to play. They're going to foul. They're going to foul Kenny Berry Jr. So Berry is a 76% foul shooter in the season. The foul goes on Lohman. That's going to be his second. So Kenny Berry Jr. now goes to the free throw line here with 14.7 seconds to play. It's 104-103. McPherson has got the lead. Berry so far today, 6 out of 7 from the stripe, a 76% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's good. Kenny will have one more. He's now got 17. in the ball game for McPherson. It's 105 to 103. Putting the dogs to the stripe here. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Tobin Reinwald holds the ball down the right sideline. Reinwald, jump pass, comes out here to Bacon down in the corner. A shot taken. It's good! A three-pointer by Ferguson is good! With 6.63 seconds to play, Hastings with a one-point lead. Here's Frazier with the ball. He throws up a shot. It's off of the mark. No good. Hastings wins! Hastings College nails a three-pointer from deep in the left corner. Charles Ferguson throws up the three for Hastings, and then the Broncos survive on defense. And the Broncos upset the 11th-ranked team in the nation this afternoon in McPherson, winning by the score of 106 to 105 in overtime. What a game. A great one for Hastings. So we'll take a break, recap this one if we can for you. Final score, Hastings 106, McPherson 105. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Charles Ferguson, a 6'4" junior out of Kimball, Nebraska, who has not been a regular player for Hastings, nails a three-pointer with 3 seconds left in overtime to give Hastings College a 106 to 105 win over 11th-ranked McPherson College here this afternoon in a whale of a basketball game played on the second day of the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Boy, where do we start? Hastings College and McPherson going toe-to-toe in this ball game this afternoon. McPherson had a 9-point lead in the first half at 35-26. Hastings College battled back, got it within the 2 points at halftime at 52-50. And then we were nip and tuck all the way in the second half of play. McPherson did have a seven-point lead at 67-58. But then Hastings came back in final 10 to 11 minutes. It was back and forth. Tied up at 70, 73, 74, 77, 84. Tied up at 85 and 89. Tobin Reinwald did a field goal, a three-pointer for Hastings with just a couple of seconds left in the overtime, actually in the regulation play. You give Hastings a 92-89 advantage. Hastings thought they had a win, but no. It was Aaron Frazier coming back to the other end. He had a three-pointer for McPherson with 2.6 seconds to play to force the overtime session. So it was tied up at 92 at the end of regulation. And then in the second half of play, McPherson actually got out to a 4-point lead at 96-92. Hastings battled back, and Charles Ferguson hits a three-pointer for the deep left corner with just about 3 seconds left in the OT to give Hastings the 106 to 105 lead, and then we had to survive a couple of shots at the other end And Hastings gets out of here with a 106-105 overtime win over the 11th-ranked team in the country in McPherson this afternoon. Hastings 2-0 in the tournament. They go to 5-5 on the season. McPherson's first loss of the season. They are now 10-1. Whale of a ball game today for Tobin Reinwald. He finishes with 39 points in the basketball game. Reinwald was 12 out of 15 from the field today. Hit 7 out of 9 three-pointers, and he was perfect from the free throw line. 39 for Tobin Reinwald. 17 points today for Brady Lohman. 15 points for Jake Marvin. Dane Bacon had 10 points. Dylan Flynn had 10. Other scores for the Broncos. Charles Ferguson ends up with 5 points, including the three-pointer, as Hastings College wins it this afternoon 106-105. Leading the way for McPherson today was Chris Crawford. He had 27 in the ballgame, 22 for Aaron Frazier, 17 points apiece for Kenny Berry, and also Samson Shivers, 10 points for Adam Bruner, and then 3 points for Mike Atwater in the ballgame this afternoon for McPherson. So Hastings College wins it this afternoon 106-105 over McPherson College. Broncos will play again on Wednesday night. They'll be in Crete to take on the Doane College Tigers. Stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's post-game show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco post-game show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered health care focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. A tradition of respect.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Hastings College here this afternoon. The Broncos knock off previously undefeated McPherson College 106-105 this afternoon. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. The ball game goes into the overtime session, and a lot of offensive stars for us today. Tobin Reinwald, 39 in the ball game. Hastings getting 17 points again from Brady Lohman. And then the three guys had 10 points apiece. For Hastings College, Zach Lena, also Dane Bacon, Dylan Flynn. We had 15 points from Jake Marvin. And, of course, the guy who gave us the victory, Charles Ferguson, this afternoon. He ended up with only 5 points, but a big three-pointer to give Hastings the win. All candidates for our Player of the Game will come back and name our winner right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Player of the game today for Hastings College, naturally the guy who threw down the game-winning shot, Charles Ferguson, 2 out of 3 from the field today, 1 out of 2 from three-point territory, but we'll take the three-pointer here today. Ferguson finished with 5 points, hits the game-winner for Hastings College, 3 seconds to play in the overtime session to win it for the Broncos, 106-105. We can't overlook the 39-point performance by Tobin Reinwald today, 12 out of 15 from the field. 7 out of 9 from three-point territory, 8 out of 8 from the free throw line, had 8 rebounds, and he had 39 points, a couple of assists in 38 minutes of playing time this afternoon. Hastings College upsets the 11th-ranked team in the country in McPherson, 106-105. Charles Ferguson, Tobin Reinwald, our players of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Postgame Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Trish and I at Gary Michaels Clothiers want to thank all our customers for their patronage and support. We are truly blessed and thankful for you, our loyal customers and friends. We want to express this by offering $100 off of any suit, $75 off of any sport coat, and $50 off of any wool coat or leather jacket. We also have tie and pocket square sets for $25. We wish you a wonderful Thanksgiving and look forward to serving you for your holiday apparel and gift needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers, located downtown Hastings, open late Thursday, Saturday till 4, and now open Sunday 1 to 4.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
All right, back to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College knocks off McPherson, Kansas this afternoon, 106-105, getting a three-pointer from the deep left corner by Charles Ferguson with just a couple of seconds left in the overtime session to win it for Hastings College. And before we get to the coaches, we're going to talk with the guy who won it this afternoon, Charles Ferguson for Hastings. Charles, congratulations. You're cool as a cucumber here. What a ball game, huh?
Oh, yeah, it was a great game.
Talk about the game-winning shot. You nail her from the deep left corner.
Yeah, well, I saw Tobin driving down the baseline on the right side, and I just kind of drifted the corner, and then he swung it up, and I just was sitting wide open, and my teammates got me the ball and were in a great position, knock it down, and it just happened to go in for me.
Cool as a cucumber. You sat out there and it went straight through the hole. And then you guys had to endure the other end, had to play a defense for final couple of seconds.
Yeah, and they're a great, quick team getting the ball in. And just tried to make sure we didn't give them an easy look. So just trying to stay in front of them the last couple seconds.
They had a couple of chances down there at the end. Talk about that playing defensively.
Yeah, there's that one, that last shot there was a great look for them. So we just had to make sure we get a capture rebound on that shot. So we make sure we go get it.
Got the rebound, and the time ran out. Hastings wins at 106-105 over a very good ball club here from McPherson, Kansas. Team that came undefeated, and I'll tell you what, that should give you guys a little spark now, doesn't
it? Yeah, hopefully we keep this rolling and just keep playing as well as we have been.
Talk about this ball game. It was tight all the way. It was a two-point ball game at halftime. We were tied up numerous times in the second half. Nobody can really get a run in that second half. It was just a seesaw battle. Talk about it.
Two great teams just going at it, defensive battle, and also, easy can get a lot of squirrels on both sides, going and getting buckets. We knew that they're a good team. We played them already once this season, and already kind of knew how they operated. So, just needed to figure out a way to stop them. They were getting to the rim really easily, which was where we struggled in the first half, just kind of stopping their drives. And we kind of got it a little bit figured out there in the second half, which kind of helped us out on the defensive end.
You guys looked a lot more comfortable playing this style of game, playing up in the 80s and the 90s, and you did maybe playing the half-court offense and maybe playing in the 60s and 70s. Is this the style of game you guys like to play?
Oh, absolutely. Coach preaches all the time, getting out and running. That's one thing we really focused on this last in practice the last couple of days, getting our wings, our outlets a lot higher up the floor and just getting the ball up the court quicker and then getting more transition buckets.
You're like a bunch of stallions. You're at the gate. You just want to run with the basketball. You look fairly confident out there today. Talk about playing with Tobin and what he put on the board today.
He played amazing. I mean, you can't give that kid enough credit for how he played tonight. Just great defense, great rebounding, and scoring all the way around. I mean, he played a complete game and just really, really carried us there for a couple most of the game.
39 points again for Tobin Reinwald. So now you guys go on. You get back to the conference action. I'll tell you what, playing with a lot of momentum right now, 5-5 in the season. Is this a game that could give you guys the boost now and get back into the conference season, maybe make some noise here this year?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, this is a great, great situation for us to come in and start in conference play again against another good team at Doan and Crete. So hopefully we can just keep it rolling and keep playing aggressive like we have been.
Okay, congratulations. Save that shot. We might need it again later in the year.
Thank you very
Charles Ferguson again on our post-game show here this afternoon. We'll take a break and come back and talk with Jeremiah Slough, the assistant coach for Hastings, as we continue on 1230 KHIS.
The 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration was a big success at Boar's Floors. With Thanksgiving coming up, and as a way to say thank you, Boar's Floors is continuing the anniversary sale prices this month. Get great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet, including Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection, and on wood, laminate, and tile hard surfaces. Anniversary sale prices continue. Ask for details at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5667.
The Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings wins it in overtime over McPherson of Kansas, 106-105. We'll talk with Maya Slough, the assistant coach for Hastings College. And Maya, I'll tell you what, that's one of the better games we have seen in a while. Talk about this one.
That was fun. I mean, it's a little bit more fun to watch a game that's scored in the hundreds than it is, you know, 55-50 final. And we kind of talked about that at halftime as coaches just joking around and said, gosh, it doesn't matter how good you're playing or how bad you're playing when there's points being scored. It's kind of fun to watch. So it was a really good win for us, though, to battle back from 10 down early, then to battle back from 4 or 5 down there in the overtime session. And just kind of maybe we've kind of turned the corner here with our young guys, and we continue to use that as an excuse, and hopefully we can start to mature beyond our years a little bit.
Yeah, that's two nights in a row. We had to take it to the wire last night against Tabor, and finally won down at the wire there instead of losing at the wire. Now today, I don't know what we can say about this one, as you guys hit the game-winning shot, and I'll tell you what, that could go a long, long way for this basketball team. This could be, like you said, the springboard to take us now into the conference.
Sometimes it's funny how that works. You know, you lose a game at the buzzer, and then it kind of snowballs from there, and then you just can't find a way to win a close game, and then it just takes one. You know, we finally got a win last night, found a way to get a defensive stop at the late in the game to preserve one, and then we come back tonight, and now we're hitting a game winner at the buzzer to beat somebody. So it's just funny how the game of basketball works and how momentum works in that way.
We talked to Fergie about the game-winning shot. What did you see out there? And obviously, was that the design, or what you guys talk about?
It's a little bit ironic that Fergie was knocking down that three, because we put him in there, you know, down one with 10 seconds left to try to get a steal in our pressure. So we put him in for defense, and then he goes in and knocks home the game winner. So a little bit of irony there in Charles making that shot. But you want to talk about an unselfish play? That's an unselfish play by Tobin. He's got 39 points, and he is unselfish enough to recognize when two guard one and kick it out to somebody that hasn't scored the whole game and have trust in his teammate to make that shot. That says a lot about Tobin.
Talking about Tobin's performance, boy, he was shooting for your 60.
Yeah, he was well on his way. I think if he had three or four more overtimes, he'd have probably surpassed it. But, you know, we've been on Tobin pretty hard the last couple weeks and just trying to challenge him and allow him to recognize that getting 17-7 is something that he can do pretty easily. You know, when you look at the stat sheet and you see Tobin Reinwald has 17 points, you think he had a pretty good game. But Tobin's capable of getting so much more. And so we've really been on him the last couple of weeks just to try to strive to get that, you know, get over the hump and get that extra little bit. And tonight he really did it.
Coach talked about using this two-day classic to maybe improve your bench a little bit. And one guy that we saw tonight for the first time was Alex Thayer. Didn't score a whole lot of points, but I thought managed the game pretty well out there and gave you some minutes.
He did a great job coming in. We were having a hard time keeping their guards out of the paint. And our quickest guard and our best defender at the point, you know, in terms of quickness and those types of things, is Alex Thayer. And so he hasn't played a minute all season, and to come in against the number 10 team in the country and to kind of contain their point guard there for a good portion of the game is a tremendous compliment to that kid. He's going to be a real good player for us, and he stuck with the course throughout the first seven games, and to have himself mentally ready to come in there in a big game, in a big situation, when he probably didn't think there was a chance in the world that he was going to get in the game, is it just says a lot about him.
In the overtime session, McPherson started to use the big guys down low. They set some screens for those guys and the Crawford boys down low. Why did they hurt you down there? What were they doing?
You know, we've been going with two bigs for most of the year, and we've just struggled offensively to get over the hump and, you know, get some more possessions at the rim. So this weekend we decided to go smaller a little bit, and they had two bigs that were pretty athletic, and it was a tough matchup for our bigger guards. And so they just did a good job of stepping out. And the biggest thing about them, like we talked about last night, is they can step out and make that three too. So you really had to prepare for the three, and you got to prepare for them at the block. And they just did a really good job of isolating us down the stretch and being clever, getting back cuts and those types of things that really hurt us during the overtime session.
Hastings getting out rebounded tonight, 34-33, but did a good job, 11-9 on the offensive glass. And I thought you controlled things. Pretty much you got behind today, but you were within the striking distance and really had control of this game, I thought.
I thought that we did a great, great job in responding and finally getting something out of our transition game. We've been begging and begging and begging our guys to get the ball out in transition and run, whether or not it be a make or a miss. And I think sometimes you got to play a team like McPherson that forces the tempo to really understand. And then force the tempo against a team like McPherson, they're going to bury you. And so our ability to get out and run, I think, is going to be extremely helpful for us down the stretch in terms of gaining those possessions. I see tonight we actually outshot them. We got 66 attempts to their 64, as opposed to last night where the opponent is shooting 15 times more than we are, and that's extremely important for us.
Because we, in the past, have been playing maybe a slow-down type of game. We get up and run with these guys. Yeah, we can put some more shots up, and hopefully we get to add 31 field goals tonight compared to their 36. But we had 12 three-pointers in the ball game here tonight, led by Tobin Reinwald. So Hastings now 5-5 on the season. He finally inched back up to the 500 mark. We got to the Doane College Tigers on the Wednesday night down in Crete. I know you played some whale of ball games down there in Crete, and Hastings College has to go back in the conference action. We're zipping one in the conference. This will be a good chance to maybe get back to even in the conference.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost a must win a little bit. We've played, we're actually 0-2. We've lost to Midland and we lost to Morningside. So to fall to 0-3 there before Christmas is going to be a big hole that we got to dig ourselves out of. And there's a little bit different, unique situation we have in our conference this year. They went back to the 8-team format. And so not every team is guaranteed to get in the conference tournament. So if we dig ourselves an 0-3 hole, it's going to be extremely difficult to get back out of this. So Wednesday night's game over at Crete is going to be a lot of fun for our guys. They have a great environment. Their student section really gets after it. And it's going to be fun for them. But we have to go in there and hold our emotions even keel throughout the course of the game and hopefully find ourselves out on top.
Okay, we'll see you Wednesday. There's Jeremiah Slawa, the assistant coach for Hastings College. The Broncos winning it here tonight, 106-105 over McPherson of Kansas. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration was a big success at Boers Floors. With Thanksgiving coming up, and as a way to say thank you, Boers Floors is continuing the anniversary sale prices this month. Get great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet, including Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection, and on wood, laminate, and tile hard surfaces. Anniversary sale prices continue. Ask for details at Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
So Hastings College wins it tonight over McPherson of Kansas, 106-105. The Broncos now 5-5 on the season. They will play on Wednesday night at Doane College in Crete. Air time will be at 5:45. Women's game will go at 6 o'clock with the guys to follow at 8. We'll have both games here on 1230 KHIS. Tobin Reinwald, 39 points in the basketball game tonight to lead Hastings College. Charles Ferguson hitting a game-winning shot, a three-pointer from the deep left corner. With just a couple of seconds to play in the overtime session, and Hastings College wins it this afternoon over the 11th-ranked McPherson Bulldogs by the score of 106-105. That'll wrap things up for us here in the Osborne Sports Complex here this afternoon. From my producer and engineer, back to the radio station, John Debrin. I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Boers Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.